Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Hager, and Nazareth clouds across the fruited nut of Zog Plain, and the open air Coast Coast Nut House we call Zog Babylon the Third and the Final. But also to, well, the echo chamber. But also to the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel, grace ye who did hear the call. Greetings. This is episode number 117.5 of the Movement Turd, and today is the 12th of April, 2012. I guess it works out okay here. And it's just a few minutes, about 20 minutes, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, Granby Uncentral time here. And the title of tonight's show is called A Genesis 3:15 Exodus from the Manzer Barrel. The Manzer Barrel, of course, being it's called the beer barrel, although some people call it the queer barrel, and I have been calling it the monkey barrel for the last couple months, and I've eventually called it the Manzer Barrel. Essentially what it was a V. Bulletin forum to where, you know, pretty much all the shit, you know, in the circle of crust had gone ahead and migrated to. When you had Jews like June Stain and Pluto Zimmermanser of Seattle, I was able to go ahead and find their show. You had a Pisser Possum, who I call Kentucky Chomo Melange. He called himself Shady Bob. I called him Shitty Boob. Well, this guy named Clancy called him that. And essentially, as you end up having more and more and more Mansers and Jews, and Whiggers and idiots, essentially it went ahead and turned to crap. And pretty much I had gone ahead and asked if I was going to go ahead and have a free hand to run my particular DSCI subform. Now, previously it had been understood that I had essentially ability to do whatever the hell I wanted to. But what you end up having is that over the last couple months, the Jew boys and the Mansers have learned that they can get to go ahead from anonymity, go ahead and call me a child molester, a convicted child molester, all that, and Jeremy Visser has come back. And he has been chimping out since last Friday on the Logan Hunter show. He went ahead and admitted he was 25% Cherokee. Well, folks, he's already admitted the critter's a Manzer. He had to get off of, I'm trying to go ahead and go ahead and block a few people. And I'm not having much luck here. Oh, shoot. Let me see. I'm trying to get this done. And I'm not having too much luck with it here. Anyway, I might end up having to go ahead and, I am trying to go ahead and unmute you, as well as guest number 13 and guest number 14. But looks like we end up having a little problem. So here, let me go ahead and just mute that. Start a new window. No problem. Start a new window and get her done. In any case, folks, I was going ahead and, during the last couple months, essentially, I was trying to go ahead and tell, this guy who ran it named APOC, and he supposedly wanted a free speech forum. But what happens is that when Brian Rio came in, he'd gone ahead and made a number of complaints in order to get me kicked off the internet way on the beer barrel. Essentially, this guy named Jay Bird, who essentially is a, well, he's a wigger. He's a race-mixing wigger that married a beaneress in, where was it? In Baytown, Texas, or something like that here. Essentially, he likes running forums, and then when he gets tired of them, he likes abandoning these forums, okay? And in any case, I'm trying to get this thing running. In any case, he went ahead and essentially, rather than just simply put it in a hidden file, he went ahead and nuked all my, pretty well nuked the entire thing. At the same time, he ended up having a shit-skinned mamser faggot named, Intrepid, who I call him Gelded. And I'm not going to go ahead and use his real name because I have to look. And this character is nothing much. And he's hated me and Pastor John Britton since day one over on StumbleIt. And folks, that's why we went ahead, in some cases, left, because essentially the people didn't want Dual Seedline Christian Identity to have their own subforum to where we had our own laws or our own rules. Now, I was pretty well invited there, and the reason I was invited there was to go ahead and make their forum work, to go ahead and have some movement personality. Now, sometimes it didn't work, like the time they had, what the heck was his name here? Lloyd Hardy, I forget which one. Yeah, I call him Mongo Lloyd Hardy or whatever. He went ahead and pretended to be a creator, and then he pretended to be Woden's only living prophet to live. And essentially, I think he's in prison right now, but he's due to get out sometime pretty soon. And, he was a total tard. He went ahead and shot this cougar in the face here, killed her, and he got off for that here. But he got arrested here right around 2009. Heck, that worthless bastard should be getting out pretty soon. 3 years. They went ahead and kept him in jail for, 18 months. And rather than spend, 3, 4, 5 years in jail waiting to go ahead and get charged on a weapons violation, he finally went ahead and pled guilty. He went ahead and took it here. Anyway, old Breck invited him. He was on there for a day and a half. Then he got arrested. So then his wife went ahead and begged, the Indian who ran it to go ahead and take off the posts here that they could. So he went from about, 200-some posts in about a day and a half to about 20 or so. And they changed his name to Egypt or something like that. Anyway, folks, these Z-Bulletin forum wars, and, I know Harold Covington calls them the Lords of Z-Bulletin, but when he was writing that 3 years ago, essentially Z-Bulletin was at its height here. Not height, written well. It was at its height in terms of membership and meaning. Now, pretty well, the problem of it is once you end up going ahead and letting a whole bunch of retards get on your, V-Bulletin forum, it looks like we got a couple of pisser possums here already. But, folks, once you end up having these people go ahead and get on your forum here, most of them are just wiggers and mamsers and Jews and ass clowns. And essentially, all they produce is my dick posts. So, essentially, what you end up having as far as movement thinking, movement communication, is the moderated WordPress blog. Pretty well, the forums have pretty well fallen apart because essentially it's turned to nothing but shit. So anyway, here is this one, and I go ahead and I have a little Skype conversation with this guy named Apoc, and I'm not sure if he's a hybrid nigger or a beaner or what he is here, but essentially, he was with the National Alliance, which doesn't mean anything. There's plenty of Anglo Mestizo creatard, critters here who are purecites. And this character, he's just addicted to older pussy here. And he found himself about a 5 or 10, year older beaner heifer from Mexico City, who I guess learned English as a second language very well, learned how to go ahead and he spent $140 to go ahead and upgrade the forum. And, folks, just like all this new and improved crap, it don't work as good as the old crap. Because what they do is they put in a whole bunch of bloatware functions that nobody knows how to use, and they neglect what did go ahead and used to work. I have told lots of people that the best word processing program I ever seen was Word 6 from 1993, running atop a 386 SX20 Gold Star with 4 megabytes of memory, 120 megabyte hard drive, running on top of DOS 5 and Windows 3.1. That was what worked the best for me. Because essentially all the MicroShift, crap for Windows, Office for Windows, essentially insist that they know better than you how to format stuff. So if you're going ahead and writing a legal brief or anything like that, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and you'll end up having a column inches by 2 inches. So what I do is I go ahead and take a motion from Word 6 written 10, 15 years ago. And I simply, if I'm going ahead and filing a motion, be it a whatever, I go ahead and put it in there. Same thing today. I was up in Joplin yesterday. Roxy's brother came over, and essentially he went ahead and traded me a riding lawnmower for this huge acreage I have that I bought. A huge riding lawnmower for essentially 2 junk cars and $100. And essentially one of the cars I really loved is this, probably as good a car as I owned, the 1980 Pontiac. But, took this, junk 1990 Plymouth here. So now we no longer have, we have cars. We still have cars. But none of them have been sitting for more than a couple months here at the here at the Livingston compound. I was about to say there was no junk cars, but what happens is that they're cars which essentially are not junk yet here, not quite junk. Okay, so anyway, what do you need a motor for? What you end up having. I mean, this is fun. We end up having a whole bunch of cars. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, I'm going to go ahead and, get myself on to what I'm going to go ahead and say. Is that I went up there, and I was listening to the Movement Turd, episode number 7 of 7th March, 2010. I had Pastor John Britton going ahead, and we were talking about what a lying piece of shit Jeremy Visser is. About how, what a lying piece of shit, Brian Wright is. Essentially, what lying pieces of shit so much of the, bowel movement was. We talked about Sci-Fi Faber a little bit, although he's not a Mamzer, he's still a delusional tard. Essentially, we talked about idiots. The low, abysmal standard of Christian identity and bowel movement leadership. And we were talking mainly about Jeremy Visser, although we mentioned Clint Downey and Lou Meerkat and David Duck and a few others. It was about a 2-hour show. I had John Britton on there. This was way back before Brian Reel started messing with him. About a full year before Brian Reel started messing with him and trying to get involved in his case and, messing up with him. Well, with the assistance of the Pisser Bossom and Oba Gender Bender. Okay. So we're talking about this worthless Mamzer, this liar, this thief, this criminal, and I'd known about Jeremy Visser for a while. Now, folks, me and John Britton have been kicked out of a lot of forums and of a lot of places here. And like John said, this is not the first time to the rodeo for either one of us here. Willie Martin, I think I have the record here for being kicked off of the most number of forums. Willie Martin, the late Willie Martin, was second here, and I don't know why. Willie Martin was the nicest, meekest man, but he had a number of ideas which most people found appalling. He really did believe me. He was a sweet man. And essentially, I got kicked off for my meanness. and Willie Martin got kicked off for his, you know, true Christian identity notions. And John Britton, essentially, he got kicked off because, well, he had a number of mean things to say, too. And in any case, we're talking about, you know, going ahead and getting kicked off all these other places here. So I was listening to this episode, number 7, The Movement Turd. And, folks, unlike what happened is that you can go ahead, I can go ahead and put old episodes of The Movement Turd, old archived episodes of The Movement Turd, back on to this particular place here. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead. I'm not going to put the Brian Rio ones on here because I don't want the little bastard whining and pissing and moaning. But, by the way, Jeremy Visser was whining like a pussy, whining and screaming and bitching to talk shoe. How dare you know, Logan Hunter is nothing but filth on here. Nothing but filth. And nothing but filth. And essentially what happens is that TalkShoe went ahead and sent my little nasty note saying he had 3 days to clean up his act. And essentially I went ahead and people are asking why you have to log in order to see the Logan Hunter show. Well, the reason for that is because I went ahead up to 2EL. Tomorrow I'll go ahead and take it down a notch so people go ahead and listen. And then afterwards, you know, but Jeremy Visser did the same thing with the Keith Southworth show. I mean, Jeremy Visser is, you know, not only an evil malignant mamzer, but essentially he's a little snitch. He's a whining little bitch here. Essentially, that's what happened with old Logan Hunter. Well, anyway, he got all mad and essentially admitted he was a mamzer. So then he goes ahead and he goes over the gender bender, goes over the monkey barrel, and he bitches about this shit here. Okay? Fine. No problem. In the meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and do get to what's going on here. Now, way back, now, folks, what I usually do, you know, with sock puppets or something like that here, essentially, when I know something is going wrong and it isn't the time to go ahead and lower the boom, I will sit. Now, I knew Jeremy Visser. I suspected Jeremy Visser was a mamzer. When he went ahead and posted on Visser's oldest forum, yes, PHPBB forum, called Pisser's History, over on Noontide. And here you had this Brian Wright. And this evil little, he's another mamzer malungeon here. Got a bit of Jew in him, looks a little bit like a Jew. He has a Jew disease like Crohn's. Essentially, this evil Jew had gotten into Christian identity, gotten into Gillette's church, gotten as a director, and essentially found out that he couldn't go ahead and get to the dead Nazis, well, 400,000, essentially quit in May 2007, and he was plotting to get John Britton beaten up here, and he got real mad when he was causing shit with me in November 2008 after I got out of jail, and then John Britton went ahead and revealed his picture, showed a slant-eyed, you know, gook-looking mamzer. You know, Brian Wright, along with his, you know, little fat, you know, bottle blonde Gorda Bonnie. And essentially, he ran out, left a Talmudic curse that he'd never come back. He went over to, you know, we went over to Randy Krager's Volksfront. Essentially, I guess he got kicked off there because Randy Krager's wife claims to be Christian Day. Now, I'd gotten on Volksfront. And essentially, what it is a mixture of pre-tardivity mainly with a little bit of what they ended up hearing somewhere. And that's what Brian Wright does best. He doesn't know anything about Christian identity. He only takes the AIT course, which is the superhighway to getting into Christian identity and pretend to be a Christian identity minister. These mamsters go ahead and spend $75 or $100, get a little certificate of Christian achievement from Mike Alamore, who sells his stuff, and essentially set themselves up as Christian identity ministers, and they don't know really anything about Christian identity. They've not sat for years, you know, in it. So, anyway, you go ahead and you get the stuff done. By the way, I was looking at episode number 10, episode number 7 of 2 years, 2 years and a month ago, and with the exception of having John Britton, it sounds exactly like this show now does, because essentially the Mamsers and the Jew Boys have not changed. I mean, it sounds exactly. I was listening to the April 9th of 2010. And, folks, this show is the same. You go ahead and you hear one movement turd, essentially it's going to go ahead and follow about 5 major templates. It's not going to go ahead and change very much. But, occasionally the focus will change, but, it's pretty well the same sermon. Okay, you heard one, you heard them all. Okay, but getting on with it, essentially, I've gone ahead and figured out that, because I have been caged up with these creatures. I've been caged up with these creatures, and I know a Mamser criminal when I see one. No Kentucky Chomo Melungeon, Shitty Boob, Jeremy Visser, Brian Wright. I know a Mamser criminal when I see one. I mean, they act all the same here. I mean, they're vicious, evil creatures, and here was Brian Wright essentially shitting on Jeremy Visser. Said, I know something you don't want to tell her. And then Jeremy said, that's a rough here. I'm actually Dutch, 100% Dutch. And then Jeremy Visser goes ahead and says, no. Well, essentially, what happens is that he would come on to Visser's forums after he'd gone ahead and left, and then he would proceed to stalk, from a little bit me to a little bit extent, but he'd go ahead and threaten to send some East St. Louis criminal they knew from Randy Krager's, jukes front, and I sort of laughed to where, no, a guy who's gone ahead and done a number of years is not going to go ahead and come to somebody's house and essentially get caught with a weapon, and he comes to a house and hurts somebody, hell, he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Nobody's going to do that just for some fat little Mamser who went ahead and sucked lots of dick at the Aryan Nations from Texas here, then Morskelet went ahead and supposedly ordained or didn't ordain or whatever, that we've already run off. So that's not going to happen. But he'd go ahead and he'd stalk John Britton's daughters. And then, pretty well, the very first time, he went ahead and impersonated John Britton, claimed to be a 6-killer, and this was in February 2009. And Jeremy Visser was having problems with Child Protective Services. And he'd gone ahead and had his old lady, Bridget the Idiot, and there's, 4 little pisser possums go up there. And then trouble with the mother-in-law. She's gone ahead and done parental kidnapping. She's going to go to jail. Same old story you've always heard. And essentially, Bridget the Idiot is just a little sort of high yellow hybrid negress who essentially wants to go ahead and be with Mommy and the Roman Catholic Church and riches, as opposed to having a hard life with a belly filled with little pisser possums on some character who essentially has not had a steady job since Caterpillar plant in Georgia went ahead and broke down here. Unskilled labor. With essentially a man's a criminal. With a drug problem. You know what I mean? So anyway, we go on, and essentially, I'm finding out. I'm going ahead and Googling Linstead and finding out the old Jeremy Visser was shitting on me the entire time I was locked up in the nut house. Oh, I went ahead and had Glut kick him out. Whoa! And sucking up to Clint Downey, and then he couldn't get along with Clint Downey, so he had a big fight. He got banned, by Clint Downey from Sperm Front. Essentially, this is just a man's a criminal, addicted to drugs at an early age, around 10. Just acting like a red nigger Mamser is supposed to act here. In any case, he goes ahead and he'll go ahead, Brian Wright would go ahead, promise to behave, come back, he wait a week or so, he starts stalking John Britton and his family, putting up their Facebook pictures of any picture he could go ahead and get. And essentially people say, that's creepy. Why is he doing that? And then he'd go ahead and ban Brian Wright here. And about the third or fourth time he went in and banned Brian Wright, Brian Wright got mad and said, well, Jeremy, this is a man's a two, and so is Pastor Butler, and so is Wesley Swift. Well, here is both these Manzers claiming that they've been ordained through the line of Pastor Richard Butler and Wesley Swift, and Brian Wright is claiming that they're both Manzers. The racial fraud is Christian identity. So by then I figured out that this probably was a Manzer. I'd gone ahead and made an alliance with Jay Faber, and this comes from the Rick Spring faction. Jay Faber comes out of August Christ. He goes ahead and he makes an agreement along with Hal Turner, and then then Sci-Fi Faber gets all pissed off at me because I bought a brand new forum and he don't have the money for it. So essentially, he goes ahead and just goes ahead and bans me from the forum here without a word of explanation. Well, some people might worry about your travel station case, even though you were innocent. Really? Really? Sci-Fi, you're a freaking Fruit Loop. You're an idiot. I've gone ahead and told about, Sci-Fi and how Sci-Fi has no respect for anybody else here. Anyway, so where am I at here? Anyway, where was I at? Sci-Fi went ahead and essentially banned me from the forum. They didn't want anything to do with me, and this was on June 18th, 2009. And then, a month later, it was revealed that Hal Turner was a rat. And then it was revealed in August of 2009 that he was more than a rat. He was an actual Asian provocateur. He was trying to go ahead and get, retards locked up. Okay. Well, what happens, though, is around August 3rd, here comes Brian Wright. He's back again, and him and Bridget the Idiot and Jeremy Visser are plotting to kick John Britton out as senior pastor over the Church of Sons of Yahweh and kick him out and put Jeremy Visser in as senior acting pastor. Well, according to the Constitution that Ray Redfern drew up, and Ray Redfern was not going to allow any board of directors to go ahead and kick him out of his own church. And essentially, I went ahead and looked. Here's Brian Wright. I am the head of the Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reform. So I go to the Ohio Secretary of State's webpage, and I find out that there is no Church of the Sons of Yahweh Reform. There is a Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And that Ray Redfern had gone ahead when he was in rebellion against Butler and set the thing up. And somehow, some dead Nazi had gone ahead and croaked off. And I'd only found this out in 2007. But I went ahead and found out that in about 4 weeks, the charter would expire. And so, I kept my mouth shut and just brought up this May 2007 when Brian Wright had gone ahead and quit. Well, essentially, Brian Wright, Jeremy Visser, and Bridget the Idiot were all out to go ahead and steal whatever the hell they could steal here. So since I just brought up, look, Brian Wright, you resigned. See the swarm over here? Pisser's history? You went ahead and resigned in May 2007. Therefore, you're not a member of the board of directors. Not that it really matters because by this time, they were lying that John Britton was a drunkard and all that he was a Mamzer and he was all that here. And essentially, none of these people had gone ahead and seen John Britton, Pastor John Britton, at all. They're just lying because they can lie. Anyway, I went ahead and notified the old guy in Ohio, who essentially was the real trustee now that Gillette was in prison, and I printed out everything he had to do, everything he had to print out and send it on to Morris Gillette in the prison of Marianna, Florida, to go ahead and somebody go ahead and come up with $25 and renew the thing. Now, essentially, Morris Gillette decided to go ahead and renew it. Well, he had 400,000 reasons to do so. But he wasn't getting enough of this money from the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. That's why he was going ahead and plotting to rob banks for Bolivian nose candy. Although he'll go ahead and claim, oh, people fell on their ass and didn't, you know, eating ham sandwiches and didn't send me enough money. Folks, this is a caliber. Idiotic, drunken, crackheads, even when they're white. Mamzers, Jew boys, and the rest here. So essentially, you had this history of idiocy within the movement. Criminality, Mamzerhood, imagination. And essentially, Eli James, you know, Finkelschini, you know, Brian Rio, Brian Wright, Visser, nothing but Mamzers and Jews, wall to wall Mamzers and Jews. Idiocy. Just complete idiocy and zogbottery within our wonderful bowel movement. This is what this show is about. It's essentially talking about the history of this bowel movement and naming names. Hell, Covington thinks there's a taboo against it. I don't. I don't have a problem naming names. In fact, I name names all the time. So anyway, going on is that I waited, you know, and then in August I found out, Jeremy Visser goes ahead and tells him Faber, he was planning to go ahead and kick you out. And then Faber goes ahead and says, well, Jeremy, you're the one who brought up the idea of kicking Liz Fett out of his old church and going ahead and getting Eli James and Hal Turner to go ahead and expel him from Christian Identity. And I'm saying, what the hell? And essentially, Jeremy Visser goes ahead and threatens to send Jay Faber to prison. At the same time, there are rumors that Jeremy Visser is having his door kicked in. He's claiming it's the FBI that's doing it. But essentially, other people are saying, no, 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 it's not the FBI. It's the County Joint Drug Task Force that's kicking in Jeremy's doors. So anyway, what happens, Jeremy? Oh, no, no, Jeremy, this is lying. Jeremy, yo. Oh, and my brother, I'm, you know, he's a Fruit Loop. He just got married. Well, what happens is brother, Sean Aaron Visser, got married to an even darker mamzer, a Puerto Rican. You know, he says she's a Puerto Rican. I guess he found her in California, though. You know what I mean? Found a Puerto Rican in California. Who'd have thought it? And she had a nigger, you know, daughter named Jasmine Jackal. I don't think that's her real name. So essentially, here is Sean Aaron Visser, who I end up calling Fruit Loop. But Jeremy Visser goes ahead and gets all annoyed because he remarried. Well, Jeremy Visser is a lighter color than lunch and answer. And here's his brother, pretend to be Christian Identity, pure white, just like Brian Reel. So here you have all these lies and all these liars. And in 2009, I went ahead and kicked out this pretty well ran off John Britton's distant cousin, Allison. Ran off this Jew boy from Four Fags Thebes. Ran off a bunch of these people, including Kentucky Chomo Blunges, you know, a.k.a. Shitty Boob. And there was a big stink about it. But essentially didn't mount to anything because I wasn't violating any laws of stumbling. I didn't go ahead and reveal their names or their IP numbers, at least not on stumbling, I didn't. In fact, what I did, because I didn't even reveal it on my own forum, because essentially you use some information as a club. And once you go ahead and use the information as a club, you can't use it as a club again. Okay? So, anyway, what you end up, you know, what happens is here comes January, and here comes Visser. All of a sudden he gets money. Previously he'd been put on his sermons on all these free holsters and on all these other, on the Library of Congress. All of a sudden he has money. He has $285 to buy V-Bolton 4.0. Where do you get the money? And then Jeremy Visser comes on for the sixth or seventh time and says, I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years. I've been going ass to mouth with Visser for 6 years. Oh, by the way, let's pass a new law. They passed a new law, no profanity, and here comes old Gender Bender. Around the 2nd of February, then 6 days later, old Gender Bender uses that opportunity to go ahead. Is Profanity really necessary in Christian identity? What happens? 18 months, Obi Genderbender had gone ahead and said under in VNMF, fuck the rules. They suck. Obi Genderbender gets to call anybody a Jew he wants to. Obi Genderbender gets to go ahead and say, fuck the rules. They suck. So where did all this love, all this hatred of profanity come from? The answer is you end up having these secret masters come in. All right, getting to it here, to the Manzer Barrel. What happens? You have nothing but Jew boys like June Stain and Puto. You end up having Mamsers here like Kentucky Chomo Lungeon, Shitty Boob. You end up having this idiot called Edward Haskell, a.k.a. Commandor Chimpow, a.k.a. Rastus, who comes in. He had been going ahead, and up till about a couple months ago, he had been sucking Kane 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6s, you know, allopated Jew boy dick. I guess he got tired and had sucked down everything Kane could get because he went back to the Seattle Jew boys, Bluto and June Stain, and now sucking their dick as a nice dispensationalist smuggling way your ass clown. And here is this guy who really ran the forum, this guy named Macrobius, who essentially said, hey, look, folks, you're accusing someone of being a child molester. He could go ahead and sue you. Essentially, by calling him a child molester, that's liable per se. He could go ahead, essentially, you know, well, he could subpoena this place. Essentially, all that matters is whether or not you send it. And folks, I'm not going to do something like that. When I go ahead and hear some man call me a child molester, I try to find out his name, and I work on going ahead and skinning alive his children, his spawn. And I'm not too, you know, I don't mind going ahead and destroying an entire town of Wiggers and Mamsers in order to go ahead and get to the guilty party. Because, folks, on the 9th of April, you know, 2004, my grandchildren were taken. They were bought and stolen, and they were working on trying to send me to prison to be murdered there. That's what Zog does. And you go ahead and see all this crap to where essentially these people do whatever the hell they want to, and they don't seem to realize is that once you go ahead and destroy rule of law, the only thing that matters is power. And the minute anybody else has power, folks, if I have power, can I not go ahead and destroy my enemies without any, well, moral consideration involved? That is what needs to be done. So anyway, this sort of comes to a head, and I'm keeping off. Am I going to go ahead and get a dual seed line Christian identity forum back up? Yes or no? And APOC won't answer the question. And this Jew boy, after we had a big old fight with Rastus, this this Quigger, Quigger tranny or whatever here who likes screwing niggers, named Streetwalker Barbie from Queens, New York, who don't like me because, hey, you know, I'm mean to niggers, I guess. Well, I don't guess I'm mean to niggers. I am mean to niggers. I think that's a guess here. She thinks I'm a complete maniac. She's right. So I have a big old fight in the shout box or the shit box with these tards. And at the very end here, essentially I go ahead and just chew on their butts. I go ahead and ask June Stain, well, you know, hey, Buck, when am I going to go ahead and become the moderator of my own DSCI forum, like was supposed to be the result? And APOC won't answer, but June Stain goes ahead and says, nope, never, ha, ha, ha. Well, Jew boy, you're right. You are a moderator. You're a Jew boy, and you're a moderator, and you pretty well told me. Says, look, Whitey, you're not going to get nothing from us. So I go ahead and get a message from the Beanerus, and folks, she is what? She's in her 30s or early 40s. She's some Mamseress from Mexico City or someplace in Mexico, I think around Mexico City, who APOC has a crush on or love for or whatever. And, hey, they've gone ahead and bought a brand new Zen Pro Forum, and the thing is shit. The thing is worse than V-Bolton 4.0. And the reason it's worse than V-Bolton 4.0 is it's so clever that you can't do what you want to do with it. And I've gone ahead and looked and clicked on these threads, the ones I'm now allowed to see, because I've been pretty well been curtailed as a result of walking away from Mazurville. So essentially, this Frito Latrino Beanerito has pretty well said, look, white boy, on your forum, you've got to go ahead and obey my rules. On your reservation, you have to obey my rules. Well, folks, this is the point here. If you allow Beaners and Jews and Mamsers to have the power, essentially, even if they want to go ahead and keep you in a little reservation, you've got to go ahead and obey them. What I say is that the opposite is the case here. What needs to happen is that every single Wigger that's responsible for the shit, or not responsible, but simply didn't even fight this thing, needs to die. And every Mamser, every Jew, everyone else here who's a part of it, they need to die too. And the only thing that's going to save the white race is very much the Great Tribulation. Folks, we have a Wigger problem. This problem was caused by Wiggers. And I think some people are beginning to understand, but they see the niggers and the meaners and the Jews running around, and they forget the Wiggers who did this shit. That's what the problem is. And until the Wiggers essentially are exterminated, and folks, unlike Karl Marx and his vision of Marxism to where there would be only a few millionaires and millions and millions and millions of proletariat and somehow it fade away, this Great Tribulation essentially is just nothing more than chaos coming here, and we use this chaos to pretty well allow to die the Wiggers who've gone ahead and sided with Zog, who have not gone ahead and fought the good fight. Folks, I have a dream. Only 10%, if that, of the Wiggers survive. And pretty well every man, for every Jew, every non-white gene or idea or way of doing business is destroyed. And folks, essentially, I walked away from the Mamser Bill. What is the point of going ahead and dealing with Mamsers and Jews and criminals and Zogbots? What is the point of living in a freaking sewer? And then when you go ahead and say, well, folks, I want to go ahead and tidy up my little porta potty here in the overall sewer to my satisfaction. I want to go ahead and take out every piece of shit that isn't my own. Or go ahead and change it to my will. And the answer is, well, no, that's not the deal. You're right, that's not the deal. Rather than go ahead and put up with that here, I just simply choose to walk away. There's no censorship involved. The Mamser Barrel can go ahead and just become a gigantic Hotel California. But not with me in it. I'm going ahead and be feet away. I think that's the right thing to do. For now, I return. Folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and maybe some people go ahead and call in. Hail victory. Okay. Hello.
Well, I thought Randy's
going to
call in, but he's no longer in the chat room, so I don't know what's going on with Russ Walker.
No problem here. So, I mean, from what I gather, you're good with TalkShoe then? TalkShoe?
Well, I'm going to try to have a show tonight. I mean, I guess...
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I'm going to try to have a show tomorrow night. I guess they can kick me off. Now, the last email they sent me, I'm still got a show, but who knows?
Well, I went ahead, and you had about two lines. I went ahead and added to it. I went ahead and blamed Jeremy Visser, of course, for it. What happens is that Jeremy Visser did to you the same thing he did to Keith Southworth. He goes ahead and he lies that, you know, absolute filth, absolute this, absolute that. And old Keith would just dither and dither and dither and dither. And essentially, I went ahead and wrote him a response here, which would sound sort of Keith-like. And Keith just went ahead and made up his own response. And essentially, I guess they went ahead and actually listened to it and said, oh, no problem, no problem, no problem. But old Keith was worried that people would say fuck in the chat room, you know, after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jeremy Visser sent me an email trying to get me to call him, and he's trying to, and I said, I didn't call him, but I said, well, supposedly you're the one that got me kicked off last Friday night. My show got canceled early. And now he denies that.
No. What happens is that your show didn't get canceled early. What happens is that it used to be, to where you could go ahead and go on for, 4 hours and 50 minutes. And that 4 hours and 50 minutes, they said, press star 69 to go ahead and have another hour of talk. And essentially, they're not doing that anymore. And, you know, pretty well. What
I still think something's fishy, Martin, because...
Well, it might have been. But as far as who thinks you out, you know, F-I-N-C-K-E-D, you out, I mean, essentially, it's Jeremy Visser. He pretty well did that. And by the way, somebody
listened to my show. He said it was not him in the chat room last Friday night. My show.
He says that. The thing about it is that he went ahead and wrote as Pastor Visser. See, I was, you know, I'm right now is Jeremy _ Visser. Essentially, that was Visser. And essentially, what he did is he went ahead and he got all pissed off. He went ahead and wrote, I'm 25% Cherokee, which is the same thing he went ahead and said in December of 2010 in order to get out of the stalking charge. And essentially, you know, pretty well he admitted that Sean Aaron Visser was his brother. Now he's claiming that Sean Aaron Visser went ahead and, you know, I forged his email, which is not the case. Essentially, what happens is that, you know, his brother is a lying mamzer too. Essentially, he's pretending to be a white supremacist and do all this sort of crap here. But Jeremy's always been, ashamed of his brother because his brother married a Puerto Rican, you know, beaner who essentially looks more like a South American Puerto Rican beaner than he does. He looks sort of like an American, you know, he looks like about third or fourth generation beaner.
Jeremy Visser in the email, he sent me a link to his webpage, and you. I think he's a white. You know, he pretends to be Christian identity, but he's not white. So what's the point?
Well, yeah, what's the point here? I mean, what happens is that, you know, I could go ahead and play the game. It's okay, Jeremy. If you really want to play this little game, Jeremy, you know, maybe I just go ahead and do a little bit of research, and I go ahead and essentially write a letter to the judge in Brooks, Georgia. Telling him is that, hey, Jeremy got out of the stalking charge for saying he wasn't a white supremacist. Now he's back saying he's a white supremacist. He lied to you. You want to go ahead and give him three or four more years in prison? You know what I mean? I mean, Jeremy, I mean, what happens is you got to understand, these characters are just mamzer criminals. And I think Jeremy is not only a Cherokee mamzer, I think he's a Melungeon mamzer. Oh, by the way, on my show Sunday night, you know, somebody was asking about guest number 12. That wasn't Jeremy Visser. That was Brian Wright. Essentially, what happened, Brian Wright came up with some stupid crap about how, essentially, John Britton beat up his daughter, Sarah, and that, essentially, I guess she ran off to Seattle and had sex with Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser and Bridget the Idiot and all this other sort of stupid shit. I forget what it was here. And I point out that John Britton does not have a daughter named Sarah. But essentially, this was, you know, I mean, guest number 12 was, sounds a lot like Jeremy Visser because they're both, you know, they're both Melungeon Mams or criminals. But essentially, I think 12 was not Jeremy Visser. It was,
I think Brian Wright actually looks more Jewish than Jeremy Visser.
Well, yeah, he does. Well, what happens is that essentially I went ahead. Folks, this shit, if you go ahead and look at old posts on my forum, I mean, you know, what I did in August of 2009 is I went ahead and made a post. Went ahead and made a post, and I hid it in an administrative section, and I waited for 6 months, and essentially I decided to just let Jeremy Visser, old Sci-Fi was so mad. He was mad at me because he believed that I knew Jeremy Visser was the one who started this crap about getting him and Eli James and Hal Turner to kick me out of my own stupid church here. I mean, this is sort of like a little mess. This is sort of like an LSD.
Hold on. This is what Jeremy Visser said in the email.
Okay, sure.
If God was turned on you, that he was your only friend, you finally stabbed him in the back, too.
Jeremy Visser?
Yeah.
what you need to do is go to Spermfront, type in Linstead, and you'll go ahead and see that old Jeremy Visser was bragging old Clint Downey about how he got in and got me kicked out my galette here. And, yeah. I mean, Jeremy is such a idiot. I mean, the thing about it is that Jeremy Visser can't go 10 minutes without my telling two or three different lies here. You know what I mean? I could do a show for 6 hours, and sometimes I'll sound like a tard. In fact, maybe most of the time I'll sound like a tard. But I'm an honest tard here. I mean, Logan, hell, you're even worse than I am here. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people who think you're just crazy nuts here. But, Logan, you are honest here. You really do believe what you say, you know what I mean?
Some of the stuff
I have looked here.
Hey, I'm not wrong on everything. Some of the stuff I'm putting out, if people go do the research, it's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
Well, that was about the antics. You know, oh, by the way, I think this is getting on within a day or so that Tit Antic falls in here. And yeah. I did go ahead and look at this YouTube documentary about how it wasn't the Tit Antic which went ahead and went down. It was a case of Jew Lightning here. The Olympic went down here, you know, instead of the Tit Antic here. It was actually the Olympic which went down, you know, and the Tit Antic was simply renamed the Olympic here, you know. So, anyway... So, I mean, and, you know, by the way, the NIMTARDS went ahead and posted this picture of Angela Merkel from the Drudge Report with a swastika and all this sort of thing. So maybe that's where you got the idea about Angela Merkel being a part Hitler sickle and, you know, Kikus. But in any case.
That's possible. Hey, listen, the Covenant People's Ministry, that's supposedly the outfit Jeremy Visser's with. So, who's the one that started that Covenant People Ministry?
Well, Visser did. I'm not quite sure where Visser came in. I don't think Visser wrote these books, except maybe this one here, this one really thin one here. I don't think he actually wrote these other books. I think he has a little Jew ghostwriter here, because you go ahead and look at what Visser... See, Visser sort of gives himself away. He goes ahead and he'll put an LOL at an inappropriate time here, and when he's going ahead and masquerading as a guest here, that's one of Visser's little, you know, characteristics here. Visser, I think Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser essentially are just mams or criminals. But what annoyed old Brian Wright is that John Britton went ahead and came up with this picture of this Hittite prince from old 1400 B.C., and he looks like Jeremy Visser's younger brother. He has the same sort of nose, same sort of slant eyes. He doesn't have the prison tats here. I mean, he looks like Jeremy, you know, he looks like Brian Wright's younger, you know, Hittite brother here. And pretty well, Brian Wright has had Crohn's disease, as well here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So he's a Melungeon, but I think Jeremy Visser's a Melungeon too. Bridget the Agent Visser, I think, is, she got a little bit of red nigger in her. And, essentially, R.D. Bradshaw has been giving, you've gone ahead and posted this picture of Dr. Pissarro and implying that Visser is a child molester. Well, I have this picture that he went ahead and took of his daughter before his wife ran off to Washington. He went ahead and followed her. He ran back to Georgia. He was arrested for stalking, and he went ahead. He was in jail for 3 weeks. He got out on September 9th, on September 10th, the morning of September 10th. He went ahead and took down his forum. He took down his, Pisser's, I call Pisser's, the newer one I call Pisser's Pussy Parlor. He took down CPM. And what he did is that 2010, he disappeared four times here, but what he did is he took down the five-year-old forum that he had up. He took down the, I call Pisser Cinder, the one which I used to be on, no censorship. Essentially, this is just nothing more than a Mamsa criminal. And he has this other Mamsa criminal from Kentucky, from, I guess, the Lexington area. Essentially, he was over on Stumbling, and,
is that Debbie and Mark Clowney? Is that who you're talking about?
No. Clowney's originally, Debbie originally came from Iowa. I mean, I guess she was the only child, the only girl child, and her daddy spoiled her rotten. So, essentially, she used to be, pretty hot here. She had big tits, was pretty good looking here, and she went ahead and married the Washington State, the Washington State Grand Dragon named Badinsky, and he went ahead and essentially had her as a sexual mascot. And we were talking about, me and John Burt were talking about that way back on, way back on the 7th of March, episode number 7 of the Moon Third. And no, on this show, I just pretty well talk about that. Well, it looks like the Pisser Possum is in here tonight. Well, I'll go ahead and let him in here. Well, it's liability you have to keep an eye on. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I think number 19 is over gender bender. You know what I mean? So, it don't really matter. If Visser really pissed me off, I guess I could go ahead and write a letter to this judge in Brooks, Georgia, saying that old Jeremy Visser is saying that he's not, that he's a white supremacist and Aryan Nations, all this sort of shit. By the way, Visser has gone ahead and he posted these letters I wrote to him in jail. And what they do is they show that Gillette had gone ahead and ordained me in May after I got thrown in jail.
Yeah.
And what happens is that by the time August comes around, Gillette is cutting a deal. Because if he don't have a deal, he's gonna have thirty years of prison for here he is, drunk as a skunk, plotting to go ahead and rob banks in Alabama, not with his other crackhead buddy Bradley Jenkins.
Hold on now, when he cut a deal, did he rat on some people?
Say what?
Okay, when Mars Goulet, when he cut a deal with Zog, did he rat on a bunch of people?
No, there was anybody right on. I mean, if you go ahead and look at the history, Joshua Caleb Sutter. I went ahead and wrote, he's not going to deal with Joshua Caleb Sutter. Joshua Caleb Sutter is part of August Crisis Group. Well, I guess I was wrong about that. And, folks, I sort of suspected. If you go ahead, I'll put up the August 7th here. John Britton had already figured out that, Morris Gillette went ahead and, was plotting. He was videotaped in a motel room with Joshua Caleb Sutter, Charles Scott Thornton, and himself, drunk as three skunks. Well, maybe Josh Caleb Sutter wasn't. Plotting, talking about robbing banks in Alabama. And essentially, they're caught on videotape. So here he is facing 30 years, and essentially, I'd gone ahead and I had, pretty well, I'd urged him to set up a forum. I'd urged him to make the forum open to people. I'd urged him to go ahead and do this. I'd urged him to go ahead and do that to go ahead and advance his ministry. And, the fact of the matter is that what Butler did, What Butler did is he ended the Wesley Swift family church and decided to go ahead and have a revolution before its time with criminals and vermin and all sorts of critters, like, you know, and it started out with Ray Redfern and Morris Gillette, and it ended up, you know, ended up with Rick Spring and Jonathan Williams, and it ended up with people like Angelo Macizo Truitt and, you know, Jeremy Visser and, you know, Brian Wright. Essentially, you end up, yeah, and you go ahead, you look. You go ahead and look at last September's Aryan Nations thing. I mean, four of them look like niggers. You know what I mean? Four of them look like freaking niggers. And this Monica Stone looks like a Filipino bar girl. You know what I mean? These characters don't look even white anymore. So it went from Whigger criminals to Anglo-Mestizo criminals to actually mulatto criminals in the so-called Aryan Nations. Well, shoot, I mean, that's why August Christ pretty well, August Christ went ahead in 2003, 2004 and said, well, I'm going to go ahead and open it to everybody. You don't have to even be Christian identity to join the Aryan Nations. Oh, by the way, you don't even have to be Aryan. You can go ahead and be a rich fan nigger and give me some money. And people are saying, what? What? You understand what I mean? And when I got out of jail, in January and February of 2009, I was kicking out these characters who claimed to be Aryan Nations, but they hated Christian identity. They were creators. They like creatard imagery. I said, well, how the hell did you become, quote, an Aryan Nations member? Well, I gave August Christ $25. And I said, well, that don't mean shit to me. That means nothing to me. Now, in any case, you have all these criminals. They come in, and essentially that's all they are, just criminals. And I don't really care what Jeremy Visser has to say. I mean, hell. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Everybody wants to make shit up and they want to talk shit, mm-hmm. but I don't like if I call somebody a mongrel or a Jew, I know for a fact that they're not pure white. I'm not. I mean, like I heard Russ Walker last night or the night before the other night. And he was saying that you and I call everybody a Jew that we don't like or whatever. Bullshit. Just because you and I call Eli James a Jew, I mean, there's
no... Well, look at him. Look at him. I mean, you know, you tell me, would any white Christian identity, real racially white Christian identity, bring in a unibrowed, slant-eyed, shit-skinned, nigger-lipped man like Brian Real? Would anybody bring in somebody like that?
I'll tell you what. You go to Israel and you see all the so-called self-proclaimed Jewish rabbis, and how do they look any different than Eli James? I mean, they could pass for first cousins.
Well, you know, have you seen that picture that I've gone ahead and put between Eli James on Talk Show, and essentially you have these two Jews, you know, flanking Rahm Emanuel, and this one Jew looks like Eli James's younger twin brother. You know, this is from Hanukkah.
Okay, Russ Walker was bitching last Sunday night about, oh, I went to John Roberts, I drove 400 miles and blah, 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 and everybody there, and there's mongrels there, and there's all kind of problems. I told Russ a long time ago I stopped keeping feast days innocent because there was a bunch of mongrels, some of them were Jews, and there was even government agents. And I told Russ, and he said, well, they don't look like the dudes to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay.
Somebody comes stamped on their forehead, I'm a Jew, my grandparents were Jews, and, you know, just say that.
Yeah, well, remember Brother Nathaniel Kattner? You can't be a Jew. Well, you have such a wonderful sounding voice. Well, both my parents were Jews, and three out of four of my grandparents were Jews. You know, and the other one was just half Jew here. So, Russell, you don't know what to make of it here. You know what I mean? See, when Russell's personal ox gets scored, he wises up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he don't wise up until his own personal ox gets scored.
Basically, he's not going to listen to their you. Maybe Yahweh could burn him a couple of times as he's hanging out with these Jews, and maybe he'll wise up after, you know, he figures out they're not part of the family or whatever.
Well, he admits, he will admit, you know, James ain't one of the family. He just won't go ahead and follow the logic.
Why does he still send emails back and forth with Eli James?
Russ, and like I said, Russ wants to, you know, run with the hares, not with the hounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until, essentially, you end up having an uppity mamzer, goes ahead and acts like an uppity mamzer at the feast, and then it becomes a problem for Russ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't become a problem for us until it becomes a problem for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, with Visser, I knew Visser was a criminal. I knew his lying bitch wife was another thief here. I certainly knew that Brian Wright, every single thing he said about me here, he was guilty of himself here. And here he was. I mean, I sort of think that I screwed up by going ahead and asking John Britton to be senior pastor when Morris Collette was in prison. I think I screwed up, and I think I screwed up by essentially sending in, notifying the old guy in Ohio and the, Morris Collette, that he had to go ahead and renew his, trust fund. And, essentially, I didn't get much thanks for it because, here comes old Morris Collette. And the thing about it is that Jeremy Visser, he goes ahead and he says this stuff here. And essentially, the idiot doesn't reveal, there's a picture of me with sending a card with a little, with a little honeybee on it or something like that here. And I explained and said, hey, this is my first week in jail. I've just gotten commissary. I've got to go ahead and save the regular envelopes, but I'm allowed to buy three greeting cards. And essentially, these were the least faggoty ones I could see. So, yes, I'm told that I'm a pastor. And here you have, when Gillette went to, went to prison, he goes ahead and he nominates this guy named Joe McLeod, a.k.a. Joe Johnson. And the guy was I think another little Anglum Caesar. He lived up in, the hills of Arkansas. He was an Arkansas hillbilly.
Yeah.
And what happens, he's a total ass clown who goes ahead and got kicked out of the Klan because he was a tyrant here. Well, I called him in February 2005 before all this crap came down with me and, me and Gillette here. And, he got arrested the last week or so of April. And essentially, I talked to him, and he said, well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with Gillette. I said, oh, okay, so you really like Gillette? Oh, no. I said, oh, you're going to go ahead and join your church with him? Well, no. And what boiled down to, Joe Johnson told me, it was in the Dillon's supermarket, which got blown away, by the tornado last year.
Yeah.
But essentially, here it is, February 2005, and he tells me that whatever is his, and whatever he can get out of Gillette is his, too. You know what I mean? And he goes ahead and makes this character senior pastor. And then they go ahead and get together, and essentially, I had talked about prion poisoning since 1996, 1997, about how to go ahead and use it to poison, to go ahead and poison deer and elk and moose and whatever, and cattle. And essentially go ahead and blow out the brains of, zoggling ass clowns across the fruit and zog plain.
Yeah.
And, look, a critter like Jeremy Visser, a critter like all these pigs, I guess they assume, I don't know if it's been about you, but some social worker, some pig who goes ahead and screws you out, he's trying to go ahead and send you to prison, he wants you to go ahead and shake his hand because he wants to be reassured that you don't hold bad feelings for him. And I don't like doing that. Because, look, prosecutor, look, jury, if you go ahead and convict me for whatever the fuck the government said, essentially I'm going to come back to you and skin you out. You and your entire family. As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as innocence. I don't really care if people think I'm innocent or guilty of child molestation here. as I look at it, there's only sides. And what happens is that if the government, if anybody uses the power of a state to go ahead and destroy a white man or a white family, the only possible penalty they can pay is that their entire family needs to die. They need to die publicly, and they need to die with a lot of torture and screaming. So that essentially the vast majority...
I think a lot of these wiggers are going to get theirs when there's a race war.
Well, yeah, there is. And that's what I like about what's going on with Trayvon Martin and this last shit here. Essentially, you know, I go ahead and look at this, and I'm thinking, you stupid bastards. You are creating exactly what I like, a race war. You're going ahead and essentially, here are all these freaking beaters who don't like niggers, who want to go ahead, essentially replace them and enslave the white man and kill the white man, but kill the niggers too. I mean, beaters hate niggers more than wiggers do. And essentially, you know, they're building this stuff. That's why I like all this stupid talk about war with Iran, because essentially, yes, let's have a war with Iran. That's why I love the war. I love this war with Iraq. I love this war with Afghanistan, because, well, hey, it's going to go ahead and finish off. It's going to go ahead and tire us all out. And folks, I love, you know, I mean, these are wonderful days as far as I'm concerned. I love what's going on.
Bob has to be destroyed because the white race is never going to have peace as long as Satan and his kids are in power. And the Wiggers, because the Wiggers are not going to change. And they love the serpent seed Jews. They love Satan. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the Wiggers are nothing but cowards. That's all they are. They're cowards.
They're cowards. They're chicken shits. They're stupid, evil people. You got to understand, only 1 in 20. Wiggers have really any leadership potential. The rest of them are just simply nothing more than animals, some with souls, but essentially, you know, going ahead and appealing to a Wigger's better nature is a total waste of time. What you do is you scare the shit out of Wiggers, and you make the Wiggers understand is that if you go there, you die.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no question. I'm not going to inquire. You look, pig, I don't care if you think you're a good pig. Essentially, one pig commits a crime, you all commit a crime. You're all guilty. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
the only thing I might do is I might do a DNA test here and essentially castrate your kid, you know, kids and spay your daughter and essentially use them for what it is. But I've already gone ahead and explained. I think I went ahead and talked about the rules of Israelite land warfare. What it boiled down to is that essentially when the children of Israel were besieging a white town, essentially if this Adamic town went ahead and surrendered to them, they were slaves for, you know, at least three generations. You know what I mean? Until the Israelites had bred in with them. You know what I mean? And then they gained rights along with Israelite DNA. But if a Adamic town went ahead and did not give up, did not surrender, essentially you killed all the men. You killed all the boys. You went ahead and killed all the women, except the ones you really liked here, they're really hot. And you went ahead and essentially just kept the virgin children. But if they were the Canaanites, you not only killed men, women, children, everything, you killed everything that breathed. Because the understanding was that the Canaanites, they were demon spawn, and they were into, just like Monsanto was, is.
Well, here's the thing. If you let some of them live like King Saul, and what's going to happen? Well, I guess King Saul, if he didn't want some of them for concubines, he figured, maybe they'll be a good slave force. But that's not going to work because eventually they're going to start interbreeding and intermixing with the whites, just like they always do. Unless you kill all the serpent seed off, they're always going to breed back and come back. Roaches.
Yeah, I mean, over on the monkey barrel, there's this Seattle Jew named June, you know, named Johnson, who I call June Stain. Essentially, well, here it is. Here I go. Okay, so when am I going to be remade moderator of the DSCI forum? Never. Oh yeah. Okay, Q boy. That's exactly. You know, Q boy. That's exactly. I cut the line, cocksucker. Going ahead and comparing me to Kevin Alfred Straub. And then the kind of cocksucker knew that he stepped his finger at, because you know he sort of knows I'm not a man who forgives or forgets anything. And essentially, he was sort of dithering around like a little cotton Jew possum. But there's another little Jew here named Bluto, aka I call him Bluto Zimmermanser. I think he's a little shitskin Mamser, kike here. And essentially, another little cowardly kike hiding around in the synagogue, going ahead and sending shit my way. Mighty Chemo, Mighty Chemo, Mighty Chemo, Mighty Chemo. Puto is Puto, rah, 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 rah. And essentially, there's nothing good about these creatures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, Frank Wigger, folks, when I was locked up with nuts, we used to go ahead and have some of them, and we'd go ahead and have a little tea and cookie clutch here. Essentially, I usually provide the tea and cookies. And essentially, our three white boys would go ahead and watch each other's back to avoid the little itty-bitty, nigger feet of niggers and bigs sneaking up on you, because the ward was 60% nigger. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
One of them, I mean, this guy had been in nut houses since he was 13, doped up since he was 13, and he had, essentially, he went ahead and found out over Christmas, of 2005, that his brother was fucking his wife here, and they were going to have a baby, and his sister told him that here. Now, I felt sorry for that little possum here, but essentially, this little nutcase, he'd go ahead. And what he'd do is, he'd go ahead and enjoy that. Then something go ahead and get his eyes. He'd say, kill, 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 kill. And then the other nut named Billy, he'd go ahead and say, kill, 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 kill. And then, just to go ahead, not to be the only one there. I'd say, kill, 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 kill. You know what I mean? And then what happens? Then what happens is one of the white coats look our way, so you sold out, you three. I didn't go ahead and write shit in my charts. But anyway. Looks like guest number 19 is by Kentucky Chomo Mo Engineer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, so Martin, so what's your feeling? Okay, since this Mexican Jew, this big Jew is going to go to trial, and his own parents said, well, even if he gets off, or even if he gets off of manslaughter, I'll be satisfied because he got arrested, he's going to trial. But do you think that that's going to calm down the racial tensions? But do you think
no? Whether you have a trial or not, here you'll still have niggers, right? You'll still have beaners, right? You'll still have wiggers. The only thing that's going to go ahead and, solve racial problems is a good old-fashioned genociding. You know what I mean? Having a dog and pony show don't mean jack shit. You know what I mean? Right?
So you think there's going to be that part Duke and that supposedly part white man, unless he was a mongrel, those two that were killing niggers in Oklahoma, do you think that's going to escalate or what?
No, not really. Well, the thing about it is Tulsa's had unlike other places like California where the niggers just go ahead and rob and rape and burn here and don't really go ahead and get into killing. Usually riots in Tulsa, have a pretty heavy body count here. Not so much burning, no more looting than can be expected with niggers, but the race riots in Tulsa, the ones that they have in Tulsa They have more bang for the buck. How's that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, thing about it is that, oh, heck, they're still whining about the 1922 and 1923 riots, when essentially you ended up having, oh, I think you had 20-some niggers killed, and you ended up having about 15 or 20 white people killed. I mean, you know, they went at each other in 1922 or 1923 in Tulsa. You know what I mean?
This was in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah, it was in Tulsa. You know what I mean? You got to understand, you end up having these Anglo-Mestizos, and they hate niggers. They hate niggers more than a pure-blooded wigger does. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
basically, these drug gangs, I mean, they kill their own people. They rape their own women. They kill niggers left and right. All they care about is the money and the power, all these pigs and the drug gangs.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, pretty well what happens, though, huh? I mean,
you know what, Obama, the half nigger, half Jew, Obama cares more about the illegal Mexicans than all the black people. I mean, I'm really shocked that all the black people are still supporting Obama when he's trying to legalize all these mestizos, you know?
Well, who are they going to vote for, Mittens? Who are the niggers going to vote for, Mittens?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no freaking solution here other than let nature take its course. That's the only solution. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Just stay out of the way and let the race work. And let all the wiggers, the niggers, the goops, the spicks just kill each other. Because basically, we were only commanded to hate people of serpency, and that's the number one enemy. And if all these other people want to kill each other, I can't stop. You can't stop it. And we know who's behind it. It's Satan and his kid. So, you know.
Well, they went ahead and helped bring the niggers there. But you got to admit, the wiggers went ahead, you know, had something to do with it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you see, you had the same thing occur during Zog Babylon the first, you know, in Noah's day. You know, it goes ahead and says that violence filled the earth. Why did violence fill the earth? And the answer is that, you know, first Zog Babylon wasn't under Cain. Cain had his own kingdom. Essentially, this were these Adamites who essentially probably were in reaction to Cain. They were against Cain. But what they did is they went ahead and intermixed with some of the stray gooks in the Tarim Basin, and you end up having a lot of demon seed going ahead and adding more and more to it. And essentially what you had is that you had Zog Babylon the first, and how Yahweh took care of that is that he gave Noah 120 years. And from what I gather, probably Noah, if he did go ahead and reach a pure white person, he probably didn't give them a, you know, expenses, you know, paid, you know, free ride, boat ride on the USS Ark. He probably told them, folks, you need to go ahead and get out of the Zogland. You need to go ahead and wander away around Cain's, you know, empire. You need to go ahead and make your way to Europe. You know what I mean? You need to go ahead and find out a way here to, you know, go ahead and essentially save your own life here. And folks, that's what I urge. That's what I urge the people of this show to do here. I am not trying to build something. I am doing my best to go ahead and tell people, the whites who are listening, to save their very own life here. You know, I don't have a problem with someone who is trying to build something, like Harold Covington, essentially is trying to build something. I think that essentially, you know, I might as well call him Sisyphus here. You know, just tell, okay, Harold or Sisyphus, just go ahead and roll that freaking rock up the very freaking hill here, and you know, have Andy and Axiselli and Mac, you know, help you. Don't trust Steve Elder here. Go ahead and roll that freaking rock to the top of the freaking hill. But, you know, don't be surprised when that rock gets the hell away from you and rolls down on your ass here. You know, just stay the hell away from the, you know, you're trying to build something. And Harold Compton, his last one, said, well, the problem with being a racial activist, he was sort of talking like he believed in reincarnation, how this life is a business trip, and I don't agree with that at all. But I did listen to his show from yesterday, and I sort of think you know, I don't think he's going to find 1,000 alphas, or as I would call them, 1,000 warlords. You know, I don't think it's going to happen here. I do agree that he's right that Zog is going to fall apart, that Zog is going to go ahead and essentially destroy things here. And all things considered, it is probably better if you live in a shithole, or even a somewhat shithole, to go ahead and get to where there's more and more wiggers, to where essentially you'll end up having a little bit more breathing space than you will if you live in freaking Texas or Arizona or California or Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll end up having maybe, maybe a window of, you know, when people see the shitstorm coming, you'll end up having about a day or so more in, say, the Northwest than you will in other places here. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, essentially, if you're smart, it's time to go to freaking ground. Go to freaking ground, Katie, barricade the freaking door and save your own damn life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I'm not going to go ahead and fault, I am allied to Covington, and essentially, sort of allied to Covington. I don't all agree with everything he says here, but on the other hand, of all the, quote, intellectuals here, at least he has he's about 10 years ahead in terms of actual action, and, essentially he has been going in and walking the walk, and, I'm not going to find fault with him. Now, if I only lived in freaking Idaho, I'd probably move to Montana or something like that here, or eastern Washington or eastern Oregon, because I sort of like high plains more than I like, wetness and all this sort of thing. But anyway, save your own life. But this show was essentially about my little, folks, when I end up this is what gets me, is that here is this Beanerith, and essentially the understanding was that this would be the dual seed line Christian identity subform, and here they are, finally said, well, we'll go ahead and let you be the moderator of your subform, but you got to promise you're not going to go ahead and fuck with posts made by all these cocksuckers and mamzers and Jew boys that are calling you a child molester. You got to go ahead and respect these cocksuckers' rights here on your own freaking forum. And essentially, I tell them and say, hey, the best I can do, essentially, is that I'm going to go ahead and announce that I went ahead and made a post called the Dual Seed Line Christian Identity White Law. That essentially, anything posted after this post is fair game. Don't post on this freaking sub forum. If you're an enemy of mine, because I will fuck you up. I will fuck with your post.
Hey, who the hell is Jim Giles? They keep on posting shit in the chat room about
Jim Giles. He's a Lloyd Rage retard. He had one hell of a good show. He was sort of a Dick Cavett of the white nationalist movement. He would go ahead and get on Skype, and he would get interviews with people like William Lind. And General Hal Moore, you go ahead and get these important people actually talking to him for free on his internet radio show via Skype. Okay, he would actually get this shit done. But the problem of it is that as far as ability to think, Jim Giles is a total freaking retard. He went ahead and talked about how he had sex in Paris with essentially this nigger chick. He went ahead and essentially Edgar Steele went ahead and scorned him once or twice, and old Roid Rage retard had a freaking shit fit. He had a man crush on Alex Winder. He had a sort of man crush on Trader Glenn Miller and the rest of these characters. And what he did is he went ahead and sent an email to this prosecutor, because this guy, who was supposedly not supposed to be on the internet, wanted to do an interview, and rather than just simply say, hey, look, dumbass, you're not supposed to be on the internet, I'm not going to do an interview and get yourself and possibly me in trouble. But no, he had to go ahead and call, the prosecutor. And essentially, you know, I did three-hour interviews with him, finally, and we were sort of real polite to each other. But what happens, Edgar Steele got arrested, and for twice a day, for 3 freaking weeks in a row, he was shitting all over Edgar Steele and trying to prove Edgar Steele guilty to the best of his ability and lying like a dog about how Edgar Steele, you know, was innocent. Oh, I'd be the first to go ahead. And I tried to go ahead and tell him that, look, folks, it don't, you know, to me, it don't matter. I mean, you know, I tried to tell him is that if Edgar Steele had been seen by the Sagal County, you know, city marshal with his wife's head, his mother-in-law's head, Morrissey's head, a bunch of Beaners and Jude, and, you know, Abe Foxman's head in a freaking bag, you know, walking down the middle of town in a gunny bag, he'd been, you know, found with all these nigger and Jew and his wife's and the rest of his head, I'd still say it was a fucking setup. You know what I mean? Because essentially, as long as this character is not a traitor, you know, even though I think, you know, I call Edgar Steele a wigger whimperer, I said that, as long as Edgar is, quote, on our side, you don't go ahead, essentially, and say he's guilty. Well, looks like Logan went ahead. So anyway, anyway, where was I at here? So, Jim Giles admitted that here. You know what I mean? So, well, yeah, we have pincer possums and nemtards, you know, here too. But anyway, what happens is that on July 3rd, I went ahead and called him up and deliberately went to try to get him to scream that he wanted to break Edgar Steele's neck here. And essentially, I went ahead and, you know, here's Motor Montgomery, old Motor, and here's old Hadding, the witless, mattoid, loveless, mattoid meerkat, you know. Hello, you broke off.
Anyway,
I don't know if you, heard me, but essentially, it was Hadding. Essentially, Hadding was a pussy. He didn't want to fight me. I went ahead and chewed ass on old Motor for a while because she said Edgar Steele was guilty for no other reason than her blue tick, you know, her blue tick pussy said he was here. You know what I mean? And then what happens is that I got him to go ahead and scream that he could break Edgar Steele's neck. He screamed, at, you know, about Edgar Steele, about how he wanted to break Edgar Steele's neck here when he's, what, 5 foot, he's 6 foot two, 250 pounds, a dozen years younger than a sick old lawyer, and eventually, then when he stopped screaming, I said, well, there's some people who think you're an informant, and then he screamed at me for 12 minutes. And then after he screamed for me here, I mean, I'm essentially going ahead just playing, you know, ragdoll, let old Jim Giles scream and scream and scream, and essentially gets all mad and he hangs up the phone. And then I got what I want. I mean, essentially after that little meltdown, I mean, the whole freaking movement was listening to it, laughing their heads off, including the old poor old cunt hair Wallace, you know. Or Fade the Butcher, they were all laughing. Everybody was laughing and screaming and said, it's fucked up when you have Hadding, Jim Giles, Motor Montgomery, and Livingston. And Livingston seems like he's the only sane one of the bunch. it was just a classic meltdown. And then what happens is that he, pretty well he had a July 31st podcast where he said, I'm not a white nationalist. Fuck the white race. And then he went ahead and took it down, and then he decided to go ahead and become, go after Harold Covington. Essentially, old Jim Giles, last time I heard him, he was flying like a pussy. Well, are you going to admit I'm not a federal informant? Look, dumbass, you went ahead and said you're a federal informant. You went ahead and wrote a letter to this prosecutor snitching on some character. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're a federal informant. It don't matter whether or not you get money paid. I mean, as long as you're freaking snitching, you're snitching. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Listen, you got a lot of retards in the chat room tonight.
I always have retards in the chat room. What's there a few retards?
Hey, I thought John, I didn't know John Doe was attacking you until tonight because I thought he was.
Oh, he always attacks me here. He's a nimtard.
Yeah.
I think he's an unknown fucktard here. So what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
one of these days I'll catch the whistle bastard making me his nuts here. Who knows? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't worry about tards. I mean, unlike Finkelschini, unlike Elier, unlike Dan Jobs, unlike Brad Real, I mean, tards, tards are fun. Tards are hilarious. They're good fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Open Gender Bender and Kentucky Chelmo Malenza, Shitty Boob, and Jeremy Visser, they all think that as long as they're anonymous, they get to go ahead and tear me down. And essentially, it's just like one of Satan's little demons here. I'm quite sure there's a bunch of little demons who'd like to go ahead and claw me down, but essentially they can't, you know what I mean? Because they're not on this plane, are they? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, in any case, let's see how long I've been yakking to you. Okay, 51 minutes. Let me go ahead and, can we go ahead and have a...
I'll have my show tomorrow unless it gets canceled by Foxy. I'm playing at 7 o'clock.
What we'll do is that probably around... maybe 5 o'clock tomorrow. I'll go ahead and lessen the rating here to where it's a lower rating here. And then what happens? You go ahead and do your show. And then what happens is that what happens is then Saturday morning we go ahead and just put it back to EL or something like that here. I think what you need to do is that, you had a pretty good one here. You remember that one I sent to where you should suggest that they're a bunch of Jews? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And essentially, I tried to draft a note here which sounded a lot like you here and had you accuse them of being a bunch of Jews. And, no, there ain't no cussing out here, you dirty Jews. And essentially, see what happens then here. But, I don't know.
Listen, we're going to have to put up with these asshole Jews and these asshole Mongrels and even the Wiggers for a little while longer, but I'm like you. I don't give a shit if the war with Iran starts, the Great Tribulation. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner, the better.
Russ is the same thing here. You know what I mean? That's why I'm not worried. I might go ahead and talk about this Trayvon thing here. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good because essentially I got an answer, from the Manzer Barrel. That essentially APOC and Jim Stein and Engeldid and the rest of these, Manzer and Jew, tards, essentially they're not going to go ahead and let me as a white man essentially run things on my own little bitty reservation as I see fit here. I mean, as they look at it, they want the white man. See, a beaner will want the white man, but he wants the white man to go ahead and obey his rules and be his slave. You know what I mean? And, that's not a freaking option with me. You know what I mean? I mean, essentially, I just simply, said fuck it, walked away from this shithole. You know what I mean? I'm still keeping an eye on it. But, essentially what happens is that Frito, Latrina, Bandita went ahead and essentially went ahead and, took away my ability to go ahead and see most of them for them here. But pretty well they did the same thing with some little delusional mamzer named Appy. And, they did the same thing to him. Appy had enough self-discipline to just simply not post anymore. And, hey, I'll be damned if I'm going to have less self-discipline than some little delusional leprous armadillo like Appy. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So, you know, anyway, yeah, well, 90, it's more than that. It's more like 95% of the world's population are racially mixed in Serpent Sea. You know what I mean? You know, maybe 96%.
Look, these people are just, all they do is lie and they make shit up. Serpent seed come from Cain. That's Satan's kids. Not all serpent seed are called Jews. Not all serpent seed go to synagogues. Not all serpent seed even know they have serpent seed DNA, but they're still devils.
Well, they act according to their nature. I mean, I used to, when I was locked up in the nut house, I would say is that you do know that 99% of all this mental illness was caused by Peter Duncan. And these, you know, these dot-head psychiatrists here, familiar psychiatrists, they'd look around and say, huh? They'd say, who's Peter Duncan? Who's Peter Duncan? I'd say, you fucking idiots. It's not a who, it's a what, you know? You know, it's caused by, get it, Peter Duncan. Get it?
I noticed Peter Goodman called in your show the other night. He's a self-admitted Jew, isn't he?
No, he don't admit to be a Jew. He's a non-self-admitted, Jew that's living in, Iceland. You know what I mean? I think he's actually living in Brooklyn here. What happens? I knew the character was a Jew here. They call himself Peter Goodman, so I call him Peterless Goodman for, a lot of times. Sometimes I call him Newskike. And essentially, when he goes ahead and he claims, I mean, what he does is that he has a show. He has a show at the equivalent of 7 o'clock Eastern time, which means that the minute they get 3 minutes here on the cell phone, here he is calling from fucking Brooklyn here, and he pretends he's from Iceland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And okay, well, by the way, and then he goes ahead. He has to go ahead and add. He has to add about 4, maybe 5 hours here to whatever time it is. Oh, it's this time and that here. Then I go ahead and add 8 hours and say, yeah, but this o'clock in Tel Aviv, Peter is good answer. And he goes ahead, he calls me Marty, and I chew on his ass here. And essentially, what happens is that it's just me and Jew boy having a little bit of fun with each other. You know what I mean? He's a smarter Jew boy, sort of like old June Stain is over on the Manzer Barrel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean.
Who runs Nimbusters?
If you ask a Nimtard, they'd say nobody, but there's a guy named Stan Lawson who supposedly runs it.
He's supposed to be a white nationalist, or what the hell is Stan Lawson?
No, I don't know what he is. I just call him a Nimtard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Essentially what he believes in is that I think he's a Whigger who essentially believes, I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to go ahead and run an unclean nest here. The hateful cage of every foul and adult-pated mamzer and wigger and Jew boy bird, on the internet. He's going to run a foul nest of nimtards on the internet. And essentially, it's not white nationalists. It's not, Jew supremacists. It's not nothing. It's just Nimtardation, you know what I mean? That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay? So, anyway, I'll see you tomorrow here, and we'll exchange an email. I was sort of busy because I didn't get a few things done.
I sent you some emails. You need to read them. But anyway, yeah, I'll have a show tomorrow night until I get kicked off the air by Talks to You.
I don't think you'll get kicked off the air by Talks to You. You might. You might need to go ahead and send them a freaking message, but essentially, from what I gather, you're good with Talks to You so far, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What happened, Jeremy Visser pulled the same shit 3 months ago. He pulled the same crap 3 months ago. And essentially, he had old Keith word, someone might have said fuck. Might have said fuck in the chat room. I said, nobody said fuck in the chat room. It's just Jeremy Visser being a lying Jew mamzer here. He went ahead and he made a false complaint. Essentially, what happens is just, let me go ahead and I'll write you up something. I didn't get around to write something. He went ahead and wrote something, and it was a Keith letter to where, essentially, old Keith is not as dangerous as a wet kitten. And essentially, I think old Talks to You figured out, well, it still sounds like somebody's a, you know, he's just evil and doing all this and doing all that. And essentially what happens is that, no problem with Keith here, it sort of went away, you know, because Jeremy Visser is the one who's making up this shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What Obagenderbender does is that essentially Obagenderbender runs around here, and it's the smarter critter. So essentially, Obagenderbender is a Jew, Mamzer, tranny here, and essentially Obagenderbender's business, I think, is to go ahead and keep things on. I think the only reason this show continues is that essentially this show goes ahead and names names. This show goes ahead and names times and dates. Essentially, if Zog and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI and the fusion centers want to go ahead and know what the fuck is going on in the movement and who, you know, what these idiots are going likely to have, essentially you can't get no better than the movement turd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
What? I mean, hey, you ended up having even Obagenderbender. You know, Obagenderbender had, from what I can gather here, on TalkStew and on Pal Talk, Obagenderbender had what I call a turd withdrawal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The poor little perverted addle-pated critter had a turd withdrawal. You know what I mean? Now, Jeremy Visser, Jeremy Visser ain't smart. He's just, the character's a liar. So is Brian Wright here. I mean, they're criminals, and they think they're so smart, and the prison is filled with mams or criminals like that here. I mean, they're criminal geniuses, and essentially, everybody else is guilty. That's what gets you, is that to a Mamzer, to a Jew, to whatever, of course I'm guilty because essentially Zog went ahead and accused me, and essentially they do understand that it was up to me. I'd skin them all out alive myself here, you know what I mean? So to them, Zog doing what it did here, I mean, essentially they want white families. They're Satan's kids. They want, that's what Satan has been doing since he went ahead and found out that Yahweh had a little plan for this creature that he was going to make with a soul. He was a little bit less than the angels here, but who would go ahead and, grow, become greater than the angels. And essentially, since day one, Satan has been trying to go ahead and use his power as best he can to go ahead and destroy that servant nation of Yahweh. And essentially what happens is that the very first shot in this war was Satan's seduction of Eve to go ahead and give birth to the first Jew named Cain. You know what I mean? And it's been going on ever since here. To someone who knows dual seedline Christian identity, none of this shit is new. None of this shit is new. It happened 7,000 years ago. It happened, 3142 B.C. during the first flood. It's happened again and again and again, and now it's coming to a conclusion. Okay?
Yeah.
And as children of Yahweh, of Yahweh's servant nation, our task is not to go ahead and whine about the odds or whine if things are going bad, but rather our job is to go ahead and keep on fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Agreed?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
Okay. Hail Victor, I'll call tonight now, and I'll be on tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central. Okay, have a good night,
Barton. All right, Hail Victor. Bye-bye. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take at least a 5-minute break so I can go ahead and save the show on MP3. Hail Victor, folks. Okay, we're back, folks, for the third segment of Movement Turd. I had a rather two long ones here. And, folks, I was listening to episode number 7 of the 7th of March, 2010, and I had Pastor John Britton on, and essentially we were talking about what a big liar Visser was. And folks, Visser's always been a liar. The thing about it is, though, is that I waited 6 months from when, well, essentially, you know, here we are, and Pastor John Britton refuses to have anything to do with Sci-Fi Faber. And Sci-Fi had been trying, you know, and the reason I gave him the name Sci-Fi Faber is you end up having the Sicilian Guido who had gone ahead and taken over Aryan Front. And Sci-Fi didn't give a crap about, essentially, his own members' posts here. And in any case, he was going to go ahead and nuke the post of his own freaking members here. Now, the thing, you know, the thing about it is that I've seen these forms change or do whatever, but now about every single time here, unless you are going ahead from a previous episode of the same form software to the next, you know, latest one here, these things never, ever work out here. But Visser is just simply a man's criminal. That's all Visser has been. And John Britton didn't all dare trust Jeremy Visser because it seemed like Jeremy Visser was always trying to shit on him. And Jeremy Visser was jealous because, well, essentially, John Britton was a senior pastor. Now, he didn't become a senior pastor until Joe Johnson had gone ahead and screwed the pooch. He went ahead and gave his forum and his webpage to this guy, 17-year-old, the Morse Colette didn't know, called Zach Kraft. And later on, John Britton went ahead and traced Zach Kraft and traced it to Rick Spring in Alabama. Yep, Rick Spring cut out here. Rick Spring is still a Zogbot, still working, you know, still working for Zog here, essentially pretending to be against Morse Colette here. Morse Colette has gone ahead and been bought and sold. He went ahead and took a plea deal here. He could have got 30 years, instead he only got 6. But ever since he's gotten out of prison, he's pretty well refused to talk to this old guy. He went ahead and kept his church and his trust fund intact for the years he was in prison, the 5 years he was in prison. He didn't have a single thing to say to John Britton other than in 2007, whining like a pussy, that John Britton was the fault here for all the stupid crap that Gillette had done. Gillette went ahead and gave his webpage to a Rick Spring cutout, went ahead and took the forum and took everything down. And then Joe Johnson went ahead and kicked everybody out, starting with me. If you go ahead and look, you see Jeremy Visser on the storefront goes ahead and takes credit for inducing Morris Gillette to kick me out of his own church. Folks, he, you know, Morris Gillette, you know, Visser's gone ahead and saved a bunch of stuff. Thing about it is, though, Visser is such a retard. He doesn't realize that every single time he goes and saves stuff here from honest people, it just reveals him to be a liar. I went, and luckily, I saved. You know, I mean, on the 7th of March, 2010, I was talking about going over to go ahead and save all these screenshots and all these shots. This is Pisser's history and Pisser's, sender and Pisser's pussy parlor. Pisser's sender is what I call this 3.8.2 V-Bolton forum. And Pisser's pussy parlor is this 4.0.1 or 4.0.2 V-Bolton forum. Folks, Pisser was mad that his beaner brother, his full-blooded beaner brother, went ahead and married a darker beaner. But folks, when the dark convener went ahead and sent me an email whining like a pussy, it sounded like, oh, please, can't we just get along? I've always tried to be nice to the races. Well, ain't what you said, Sean Aaron Visser. Visser will lie to you. Visser will lie and lie and lie and lie to you. Essentially, after you go ahead and hear about the first 10 or 15 pisser possum lies, you get tired of listening to the stupid shit. Just listen to it. And when I go ahead and talk to Visser, essentially, like I said the last time, he was whining that he couldn't get on. Visser, this is an interrogation. I'm not interested in hearing the same old lies. I want to listen to some new lies. I want to hear some new shit. That's what I want to hear. I was listening today. See, I went up to Joplin, and pretty well, Roxy's brother had gone ahead and traded me this old, her old Plymouth, 1990 Plymouth. It, you know, the higher end of the transmission went out, and it used about a half gallon of oil going to Joplin and back. So the engine was shot. Nearly shot. The transmission was shot. We parked it, and I stored junk in it, you know, planting junk. And then what happens is that we had this real good car, 1980 Pontiac, and transmission went out. So essentially, I go ahead and gave him two cars for riding lawnmower. The folks, I was trying to go ahead and went to Joplin today to go ahead and try to get a bagger for this riding lawnmower. And you know they want, what, $300 for a bagger? I'm going to have to make me one. I'm going to have to hand make me one, or I'm going to have to just simply drive that riding lawnmower in this big old one-acre lot. You know, that's my, Roxy's mother's old house. I'm going to have to go ahead and drive around that and essentially figure out a way to go ahead and just simply rake up the grass and use for compost. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I went up to Joplin with Daryl Covington, and I went ahead and listened to this old, 2 year and a month. I pretty well talked. We talked about this one. Essentially how this was alive, this was a sleeve. And essentially the thing to do is go ahead and save everything you can because you're going to get your ass banned. Because Visser cannot stand to be called a liar again, 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 again. The reason Visser has gone ahead and just, pretty well destroyed his own forms, took it down, is because as a criminal, he had to go ahead and be in hiding here. That's what criminals do. And these characters, like Kentucky Chomo Melungeon / Shitty Boob, pretends that I don't know what a criminal looks like. I don't know what a lying criminal that thinks it's a genius and thinks it's, quote, white supremacist, who's dark as Brian Real, looks like. Folks, I know a man's a criminal when I see one, a yard bird. Now, essentially, they talk about how brave they are. Folks, they're in prison because they didn't fight. They were no Bob Matthews, that's for sure. They were no Samson. Every single one of them would sell his mother out for an extra tray of food. And you are looking at pretty well liars. So essentially, they have no self-esteem. They know that they're criminals. I mean, folks, these men are criminals. The first people they prey upon is their own family. Well, he had seen crazy nigger women here. Their daddies and their brothers and their uncles and their cousins went ahead and molested them when they were 8 or 9. Beaners, the same thing. Anglo mestizos, the saying used to be among Anglo mestizos, young enough to breed, young enough to bleed, young enough to breed. You know what I mean? Not a problem. Not a problem. And essentially, what happens is that they look at you, you're white, you're better than they, and they hate you. They hate you because, just like every man hates you, every Jew hates you. And essentially, they want to believe that you're a child molester. They know better, but hey, they want to believe it. And they'll scream and they'll holler while they're hiding. Folks, after what? 3-4 months of it, I was getting tired of this shit. Essentially, what happens is that my last thing to be at the Monkey Barrel was, guess what? If there is going to be a dual feed line Christian Identity subform, I am going to be master of this small little white reservation. Essentially, here is a latrina. About a couple of years, you know, about, 8-9 years older than APOC. And what happens, he goes ahead, he gets drunk, he goes ahead, he avoids me, he goes ahead, he, you know, cuts off his Skype contact, so I can't talk to him. Now, essentially, I have the same thing here. Folks, it's time for you to do what you claim to do here, and essentially, he whines like a pussy, like, it's just hurt him ever so much here. Folks, I am not interested in, quote, censoring anybody, but folks, if something is going to have my name on it, it's going to be run according to my way. And I'm not going to have every member, every Jew, every faggot running around screaming, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo on my forum. That's what's happened to the Bolton forums here. There's nobody writing a thoughtful piece at all. Folks, the forum software came at the expense of the web page, which had even more written, the flat static web page. The forum allowed a quick response. And most of the time, these quick responses were just nothing more than maw dick, maw dick, maw dick, maw dick. That's all they were. Maw dick. Well, folks, maw dick gets old after a while. Maw dick. Now, it looks like 37 here. You end up having these pissing possums here. But, you know, by the way here, when we were talking, you end up having some of these pissing possums, and one of them calls himself Feedliner. He has already called me child molester, and it was none other than Jeremy Gisler. You know what I mean? That's why, since everybody knows Feedliner is Jeremy Gisler, that's why I don't log on with Feedliner here. Last week, or this Sunday, you had this character, number 12, the 90 of this, it was Brian Wright, going ahead and claiming that essentially, you know, they were going ahead and having sexual relations with John Britton's daughter, Sarah. Well, there is no daughter, Sarah. Essentially, it's all together a vicious lie made by Manser. Manser shit. You know what I mean? That's all it is. So, where am I at here? See. Anyway, let's hope you're right for Yahweh's sake. Why is Yahweh going to be annoyed because I make fun of managers? Liars like Jeremy Visser. Okay? So, where am I at here? Anyway, where am I at here? I mean, you know, like number 37. Another pisser possum, more likely here. Anyway, you go ahead, and this, you know, the Mamsers and the refs here, they seem to think, just like pigs and criminals, they think that white patience will last here. And folks, it's not a matter of patience. It's a matter of understanding that you can't live on the same planet as Jews and Mams with criminals. You can't. These people, there's a reason that Genesis or Deuteronomy 23:2 says that Mams will not enter the congregation of Israel forever, not even until the 10th generation. And the reason of it is that these creatures are born evil. Jeremy Zisser, at the age of 10, he was already running around like a little nigger going after the white girls. And so, you know, little Mamser, you know, Papa Zisser and little red nigger, Mama Zisser, went ahead and doped up, you know, a little shit skin. He went ahead and grew up to be a criminal. Went ahead and met went ahead and met, just like a criminal, went ahead and met a not quite hybrid nigger, Roman Catholic, who's the youngest daughter of some rich Catholics. Went in, sweet talked her, filled her belly full of little pussy pops. But on the other hand, you can't go in and provide for these pussy pops. He's unskilled. He's only skilled in lying. He's only skilled in pretending to be a minister. Nobody knows where he comes from except from Rick Springs. Then what happens? Men just fall out. And so he goes ahead and he plays people false. Goes ahead and tells a number of lies. He says one thing and he does another. And folks, it gets to where, you know, here's me and Pastor John Britton. Why is Jeremy Visser allowing a known, smart-eyed Manzer Jew like Brian Reich to come again and promise to behave again and make threats against John Britton and his family? Well, even against me, too. How can he Visser allow that? How come on July 5th, 2009, he goes ahead and says, Jeremy Visser is a Manzer, Pastor Bull is a Manzer, Wesley Swiss is a Manzer, Morris Gillette is a Manzer, Martin Lindstedt, of course, is a Manzer, and Johnny Chanto Britton, yeah, he's a Manzer, too. And so at the same time, they admit that neither of them know what John Britton looks like. And essentially, here they are. What does that make? Makes them into liars. Makes them into deliberate liars. And yet, go ahead, and then here comes August, and Jeremy and Bridget and Brian are plotting to go ahead and kick John Britton out as senior pastor, put Jeremy Visser in. They can go ahead and get $400,000 of the Harold Green estate, of Morris Gillette. Pretty well, I point out and said, look, Jeremy, look, Brian, you went ahead in May. Here's the post, May. You went ahead and said that, well, hey, you've gone ahead, you're no longer a member of the Church of Sons of Yahweh. You've resigned from the board of directors. You've gone ahead and set up an independent Ohio corporation called Church of Sons of Yahweh Reform. How the hell does that work out? And folks, I have talked to Brian Real 3 times in the Nut House, 15 minutes. Essentially, you never met a more sanctimonious, lying, bastard Manzer in your life. Look, he needs to sit at the back of the church. He's going ahead and got in trouble here. He's going ahead and plotted raw bags here. He needs to sit at the back of the back pew. Oh, I said, well, who needs to be at the front? Well, do you know that I was the associate pastor of a mega church? Well, no, I didn't know that. You know, what megachurch? Essentially, I'm not going to be responsible for this trust fund. Well, who is? Oh, this guy in Ohio. Oh, where is he? And then, in March, you end up having Brian Real and Jeremy Visser interview. Lasting 2 hours and 15 minutes, and essentially do nothing but lie. And like two Manzers, they can't seem to understand that you're claiming to be a dual seed line Christian identity minister from the line of Pastor Wesley Swift and Richard Butler, and you're calling Pastor Wesley Swift and Richard Butler Manzers? Aren't you going ahead and just sitting on this limb and just sawing off on the limb between you and the trunk? You're sawing the limb off for you, because essentially you're saying that essentially these people who went ahead, in this racial fraud, this Christian identity, have gone ahead. I'm not saying Jeremy Visser, I'm not saying that Brian Reich are smart lying criminals, smart lying Manzers. I'm saying they're typical lying criminal Manzers. They're stupid. They lie and they lie and they lie, and you can go ahead and catch them out. Anybody who knows anything about Christianity can catch out a lying Jew like Eli James. Certainly, easily, one like William Fink. But folks, you don't need to have a DNA test to go ahead and look and see E.I. James is a Jew, and Brian Leo is some sort of Manzer, nigger, gook, abomination, and a Finkel shooting. Folks, There's a reason. There's a reason for that. And then you end up having, old Jeremy Visser, you know, some Anglo mestizo, part faggot like Victor Switzerland, that's now his real name, goes ahead and finds out, surprise, Winston's mother's maiden name was Samuelson. Well, yeah, I went ahead and pointed out where the name Samuelson came from. I went ahead and pointed out the very first Samuelson of our family came over in 1863, and he went ahead and, you know, his farm is now Beaver Creek State Park in South Dakota. Charles Samuelson. He went ahead and married, you know, one of his, you know, his second cousin, who was either a Swenson or a Svensson or whatever here, who didn't anglicize their names. My guy Charles was the most anglicized of the lot here, and he pretty well, I think his name was anglicized even before he, you know, got off the boat and got drafted. So, folks, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter where I go ahead and admit that, yes, the Samuelsons, the Winsteads, the Schmitz, and the Osbornes raised and ate, you know, and killed and ate pigs in central South Dakota. Doesn't even matter, like a week or two ago when I went ahead and admitted my granduncle Clinton was, I think, convicted of stealing pigs. But then, yeah, that's the Osborne side of the family. Anyway, you know, folks, it don't matter here. I'm automatically a Jew. You know, Finkelstein and the rest here, and essentially that's all they got. That's all, you know, all they got because they had to make it up here. You know what I mean? And here they do. They go ahead, and they don't know how to act here. They literally do not know how to act. And the same thing with the Manzer Barrel. The very worst of the scum and the vermin went on to the Manzer Barrel. Folks, what they've done is they went ahead and kicked out the most addle-pated one named Appy. And essentially, well, I'm not going to go ahead and stay there. Certainly not. I mean, this is what gets me. Is a beaner will go ahead and essentially think that the white man that they don't like is going to go ahead and essentially live and work and produce under their rule. You can't even have a small place to yourself here, but you have to be under their law, their rules. You can't do whatever the hell you want to on your own sub-form. Folks, that's why I've gone ahead and agreed here. Now, I don't need the Manzer Barrel. And since they had a, quote, improved, which was actually a far worse system because it's far more technical, I mean, I guess it's good for people who you just post mod dick posts. But for someone who goes ahead and works and reworks his, well, his post, that new software sucks. It sucks ass big time. Okay? So, anyway. Okay. Okay, well, it looks like we have a pincer possum. Well, number 37, he's left the chat here. And we have pincer possum. Anyway, folks, I'm glad I went ahead and left the Manzer Barrel. Went ahead and left the clown form. Now, I went ahead and looked over at Kane 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 form. And the guy's, you know, the guy's fucked up too, boy. And, folks, I'm not going to go ahead and go from the Manzer Barrel to the Jew Boy Barrel, you know, bottom of the barrel. You know, there's no point to it. But, folks, you have these people here. You have these people, they don't know how to act here. Let me go ahead and look at what old Jeremy was sending to Shane here. Let's see. Tuesday, April 10th, 2012. Sir, Rabbi Samuelson has created several sock puppets to make the claim I admitted to his fantasy. This is the same shit they went in and posted over on 2.5 Man version on the Monkey Barrel. None of these sock puppets are me, have seen by my talk show account. It's always been Pastor Space Visser. Well, I don't know how long it's been. Would you care to talk my phone? John, Pastor J. John Visser. So he goes ahead and asks here, Pastor Visser, I was present in the last TMT as a guest when he attempted to say it was me, which is why I felt a sense of urgency to contact you regarding this. I attempted to call in during that show, but Lindstedt claimed he didn't owe me anything. Yeah, he's practically taking pictures from the internet and using half-truths. Well, Visser, which is half-true, which is not here? Excuse me of the vilest things imaginable. Really? Listen, I've never even bothered calling you a child molester, but I did enjoy that picture of you and your little pisser possum out here, and the tortured look you had on your face. The way you realize here that as a man, so you can do whatever the hell you want to your children. It don't matter to me. Why do I care what happens between a grown pisser possum and a young pisser possum? Why should I care? I wish you'd go ahead and give your little mamsers names like, say, Fred or something, you know, instead of Phineas. Phineas goes ahead. I mean, Phineas looks ridiculous on a red nigger. Pretend to be a pure-blooded Israelite. I mean, Visser, go ahead. Essentially, he won't even bother to admit what he admitted on December 2010. He won't go ahead and bother to admit that his brother, Sean Aaron Visser, is his full brother. So yes, he ended up marrying a Puerto Rican. Yes, she has a nigger. She has a nigger daughter. Oh no, he's always been non-racist here. Well, until you went ahead and pretend otherwise. I mean, you know, Sean Aaron Visser is cut from the same cloth as Jeremy Visser. Just a lying mamzer. I could tell you many stories about Martin, like how I alone support him when CSOY, Church of the Sons of Yahweh, disbanded, wrote him numerous letters, three, while he was locked up, put in my own books, that didn't happen, made the graphics for his forum. Well, yeah, you made one graphic, which I went ahead and took. I went ahead and used that one graphic. Only to get attacked and slandered on countless levels. No, sir, I had nothing to do with attacking anybody's talk show, nor are either of those sock puppets Martin's claiming are me really are. I now listened to your show and did write a comment there after finding the link and rated it top stars this morning. Wait, that mask, is it? It's one thing when he makes up these elaborate stories about brother that doesn't even exist, yet it's another thing altogether to create problems and blame an innocent person trying to besmirch my reputation to other pastors. Four other pastors? Eli James? 5-5 Faber? Finkelschini? Under the Blood? Pastor J. John Visser. Well, Shane says, Mark claims you're the one that got me kicked off the talk show last Friday night. Well, no. He didn't go ahead and get kicked off the talk show. Logan essentially somehow, and there might have been some screw-ups here. Essentially, what happens is there were two shows scheduled real close to each other, and essentially that's what ended up happening. My show got shut down early. Well, not early. You had 4 hours. And there was satanic devil music kicking over my chat room. Well, that's possible. Do you know anything about this? Mark claims you complained to talk to you about my show. You ran on my show shut down. Do you know anything about these claims? Were you aware that my show got shut down early Friday? Well, I know about early. But yeah, Visser did the same crap against Keith Southworth as the same thing here. Essentially, it's the same talk show response here. Visser is not too smart. He goes ahead and uses the same thing, which goes ahead and works the first time. And if it wasn't Visser, it was probably another pitch problem. Does it really matter which liar is doing the lying? Visser just simply will not admit. You know, if you go ahead and look at Friday's chat here, you can see that Visser gets mad. He says, I'm 25% Indian. Cherokee. Let me see. Anyway, he went ahead and let me go ahead and click that post here. Go ahead and click that post here. Jeremy Visser, 8:37:43 p.m. Pastor Visser, I am 25% Cherokee, what of it? Folks, you've had Mamsers going ahead and admitting it to Cherokee, what of it? Doesn't matter. Okay? Oh, is it? Well, goody. Folks, whether or not you want to believe this, I was the one who went ahead and asked old the pizza apostle to put it back up. Well, hey, the Pisser Possum is back. We got Pisser Possum. We got Pisser Possum. Let's see what we got for him, Pisser Possum. 4:10. Well, hey, we got Pisser Possum. Now, folks, essentially, old Agenda Bender went ahead and banned R.D. Bradshaw. I got to go ahead and look at this here. Interesting stuff here. People go ahead and ask the stupid crap about, what, you know, I mean, I don't care if Jeremy Visser has his form up. I mean, I look at it, he looks at me. Okay? Oh, Pastor Tex Eccles. Well, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to, you know, Pastor Tex Eccles. Who the hell is Pastor Tex Eccles? Can't see that here. Let's go ahead and see who this tard is. Junior member. April 2012. I guess he got a wigger or another man through here. Okay. Folks, I don't know. I've never heard of this Pastor Tex Eccles. CPM? Oh, CJCC, Arkansas? Oh, hell, he's a pisser possum. Okay, well, folks, hell, I couldn't believe if there was a thing here. Oh, okay. And mute? He's in mute? Okay, well, folks. I don't see anybody on here. Call in, Liar Bill. Call in, Piss Possum. Martin sounds scared. I doubt it. Notice my account name. Well, this is call in. I don't give a crap. You're busted. Check the profile. This is, I don't care. You could go ahead and put a space between it. You can put a bar between it. Visser has not changed one damn bit, you know. He's just Visser. Well, where is Visser? Come on, Visser. Call in. Call in. Call in, Mullen Pisser Possum. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take about a 2-minute break, and I'm going to go ahead and give the Pisser Possum a chance to call in. Folks, we'll go ahead and be back. Hail victory. Call in, Mom Pisser. Pisser, call in. Call in, Liar Bill. Call in, Liar Bill. Okay, folks. I doubt the Pistol Possum is going to go ahead and call in, but supposedly Admin, a.k.a. Sean Aaron, Sean Aaron Visser, a.k.a. Fruit Loop, whatever here. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It don't really matter to me. Now, I'm looking at these clowns here, is that I guess old Sci-Fi, I'm going ahead, 2 days. Pastor Visser has ordained 3 Adamite men, all still active. Well, old William Sean DeClue, old Mumps Nuts, why, hell, he's Adamite here. These other characters here, from Arkansas and Estes, Georgia. I mean, probably some more Anglo Mestizo Melungeon fans or Pisser Possums here. But, yeah, I know old Mumps Nuts. I mean, the character's delusional as all can get here. They're a petty criminal that, essentially, go ahead and look at Missouri Case Net and go ahead and see essentially his criminal history here. And, folks, I don't really care. I think if you want to go ahead and pretend to be Chris Identity, and you're a mamzer, why, hey, do whatever the heck you want to. But I don't see how a mamzer here who's essentially gone ahead and admitted as much. I mean, Visser comes in with the same old lies, and I guess we're supposed to believe it. Well, Visser, I went ahead and gave you, your chance to go ahead and call in. If you want to call in, call in. But don't give me this crap about, you've already said what you're going to say. Well, I know. I mean, I've heard it before. Let me see. Resume after April 20th this year, 1 week, including the Wednesday night Bible study. The last one is what? When was it? Slandered and Gossip of the Bible, October 24th. Folks, it only took me about, 50 minutes to derail the Pistol Possum back then. Essentially, what I did is that here's Jeremy Visser having a fit here, is that if it's true, it's still slander, but if a Pistol Possum goes ahead and says it against somebody else, why, it ain't slander. And I insulted, by the way, if you go ahead and look at it, he insulted my wife. Well, no, I didn't insult old Bridget the Agent. I just simply asked her to go ahead and get her ass on there, because I'd heard that she was in Washington State, old Jeremy, being piped by old June Stain, while Jeremy Visser was, in Georgia. And turns out, he's gotten Bridget the Agent back here. Now, it don't really matter to me. Folks, does anybody really want to go ahead, if they're white, does anybody really want to go ahead and breed with Pistol Possums? Well, not if you're white, you don't. Okay? Covers both factions of the Church of Jesus Christ Christians. He holds an awarded ordination for the completion of the American Institute of Theology course, Harrison, Arkansas. Well, so did Brian Wright. The one who said the racial fraud is Christian Day, called Visser Mamzer, called Wesley Swift Mamzer, called Pastor Richard Butler Mamzer. It holds further valid ordination for both pastors Morris Gallet, old Mo Gullet, and Jay Faber, old Sci-Fi. Well, hey, Mumps Nuts, he had an ordination from me. Of course, I pretty well kicked his worthless ass out within 3 days. Maybe he got one from Clint Downey, too. Contact this ministry with your Christian Identity article or post in these forums to be considered. As always, there is no news or use forms involved in being a member of Covenant People Ministry. Like other Shepherd's Chapel outreaches, we keep no records. That's what Morris Glenn said. Yahweh knows if you belong to him. As previously mentioned, Pastor Visser has worked with Pastor Eccles on a new book titled Agriculture of the Bible. The portions of the volume will be released to the Internet in the form of text articles. This study details the use of nature and farming in the parables of Christ using the Christogenios translation. Oh, good Lord. The Finkel Sheedy, Brian Rio mistranslation. Papist Preterist translation. And like the previous 4 books by Pastor Visser, will be made available to the Internet for free. Look for them. Thanks to all who supported this ministry through the years, you are CPM. Well, folks, CPM disappears and reappears and disappears and reappears, depending on whether or not Mr. is facing charges. So, let me see. Let me go ahead and see if the pisser possum is coming in. Nope. Nope, we don't got pisser possum. It looks like he, you know, ran off here. Okay? So, anyway, come on, Visser. Folks, it don't look like old Visser's going to go ahead and show up at all. And, you know, folks, if you, you know, well, I don't think anybody's going to go ahead and follow Visser. I don't think that Visser wrote at least most of these books that he goes ahead and claims here. And what do you end up having? You end up having people say, well, the Southern Poverty Law Center says he's Aryan Nations. He must be Aryan Nations. Someone's talking about how, Paul Mowat. Paul Mowat doesn't write anything about Christian identity because he doesn't know anything about Christian identity at all. He hasn't done shows for a long time. I was going ahead looking for the Aryan Nation show, old Mogullet. He's not claiming, he's not saying anything. Folks, I have a picture of old Jeremy going ahead, and essentially he looks like a Eurasian Mamzer in that. You know, ordination. Go ahead and see his, you know, I mean, he looks like a Mullinger. And folks, who am I to go ahead, if you got to go ahead and follow a Mamzer, follow a Mamzer. I don't care. I don't care. Folks, I'm so glad that essentially I walked away from the Mamzer barrel. And that's that. Okay? Anyway, I have not gone ahead and worked on my lawsuit to run for sheriff. I'm going to probably end up having to go ahead and spend $350 to file a lawsuit. And that's going to take probably more time than what Zog got left. Because, folks, I don't think Zog has very much time left here. Oh, I'm looking at this thing. North Korea failed rocket launch. And you have a young fat beaner, you know, a young fat duke here of some sort. I guess that's the latest, Il-sung, dukelet here or something like that here. He used to say is that a dictatorship always tries to go ahead and establish a monarchy. And pretty well, that's pretty well what North Korea did. You end up having that dictatorship, you know, Kim Il-jong or something like that here, goes ahead and he forms a monarchy, where essentially he goes ahead and he passes on rulership of this place to his son, and it gets in turn passed to his grandson. Now, I'm looking at this Korean, you know, North Korea violates international law, 100 feet tall, 176,000 pounds. Folks, these gooks are going ahead and actually building a missile. Now, it may not be a very good missile. It may go ahead and have some failures, but what they're doing is that they're actually trying to go ahead and learn empirically. Now, they're not really gifted, but by dogged determination, they're going to go ahead and create an improved missile system. And they have nuclear weapons. And sooner or later, those missiles will go ahead and be able to reach, you know, they'll become intercontinental ballistic missiles. They will end up having, because they are working on, they will end up having missiles which can go ahead and reach the Zog land. And as a result, they are far more safer than what Iraq was, than what Iran, you know, Afghanistan was. And the same thing with Iran. I believe Iran has nuclear weapons. I believe they went ahead and simply got plutonium from these artillery shells. I believe that, you know, since they already have the equivalent of what, Pershing 1 or Pershing 2 theater missiles, pretty well, they'll go ahead and probably, how are you going to go ahead and stop? You don't need to go ahead and send. You do not need to go ahead and send like Korea's doing. Yes, they have a failed missile system. All Korea needs to do is just simply send by courier or the internet or whatever, or by wireless transmission. All they need to do is just simply send the specifications for their latest missile. And you can go ahead and have North Korea and Iran and Venezuela go ahead and work together with their scientists to go ahead and create or recreate, well, what they know is possible, i.e. an intercontinental ballistic missile. You can go ahead and do that. What we have is a Zogland which is falling apart, which is not very good shape. Essentially, what you end up having is in Florida, for example. You end up having this ugly wigger bitch, maybe she was a Jew, I don't know, she was ugly, an ugly prostitute, who essentially has said, Florida, I don't give a crap about your stand your ground law, which essentially forbids prosecution. Forbids prosecution for someone who just simply stands the ground. And folks, this George Zimmermann, he didn't really need that law here. Essentially, he was essentially being attacked by a nigger youth. He had a gun, he shot the, essentially started beating up, little beaner Jew, and the beaner Jew went ahead and shot the nigger down. And here you have a mob of niggers going ahead and demanding, we will have justice. Well, folks, if it's up to me, the justice you get here is essentially go ahead and limber a machine gun and machine gun you fucking niggers down. You know what I mean? And the rest of you who survive here, your one-way trip to Africa. I mean, hey, you don't get to go ahead and act this way. But folks, it's because of weakness here. You end up having, what happened to me today, or yesterday, really. Well, what happens, you can have your own dual feedline Christian identity subform. But you got to go ahead and promise to be nice to Jews and Mamsers and Wiggers and Zogbots and faggots who call you a child molester without any proof. Well, now you weren't convicted. You lie when I said you were a convicted child. Well, Visser's gone ahead and done this shit here. Visser pulled all this crap here, and he comes back and he thinks he's fooling somebody. Folks, let's say you were somebody. You're somebody who stuck with Visser 5 years and Visser pulls his form down. You don't bring it back up. Visser goes ahead and he sets up another form here and he pulls it down and he doesn't bring it back up. Visser goes ahead and essentially whenever he gets caught in a lie, like I've been dancing with Visser for, 6 years? He pulls it down, sometimes brings it up, and then goes down. Folks, just say, getting with it here, you have these creatures, and they believe that they get to do whatever the hell they want to do, whenever the hell they want to do it. And it is a waste of time to go ahead and expect anything different. Sunday, you end up having someone, I believe, is not Visser, but Brian Wright, going ahead and making up a story about how essentially they were having grudge fucks with Pastor John Britton's daughter Sarah. What? There's no daughter Sarah. You know what I mean? No, there's no daughter named Sarah. Essentially, Ryan Wright, you went ahead and made it up. Did you have a problem with, you know, telling lies? And the answer is no. Just like every single Jew boy, every single Manzer, every single regime criminal thinks that he has a right to go ahead and live off of white people. The white people must go ahead in order to even live on a small reservation. You've got to go ahead and obey their rules. And then they get all pissy. They get all pissy when you use them to say, well, fuck you. I'm going to go ahead. And last weekend was Passover. Folks, you think, you know, here's proof that the Israelite slaves in Egypt were not Jews. Folks, because there had been a smart pharaoh, Martin Hitler, or Adolf Lindstedt, and you'd had a bunch of Jews, you had Abe Foxman come in and say, let our people go, let our people go, the Jews, or there will be some plagues in Egypt. And what happens is that Pharaoh, Martin Hitler, or Adolf Lindstedt would have said, Ape, what happens is that we do have a plague in Egypt already, it's you fucking Jews. Head the hell on out. In fact, I insist. Head on out right now. You never worked worth a damn. All you did was just go ahead and steal from the temple granary. Go ahead, loan out grain at high interest rates here. Practice usury. And essentially, go ahead and cut little Egyptian babies' throats here and, make them into matzo balls. And Pearl Fest and all this sort of shit. And oh, by the way, send the Reverend Al Nigger Sharpton, send him too, and Juicy Jackass, because essentially the niggers and Nubians, why, they're going with you Jews too here. I mean, you're all leaving Egypt here. We got two plagues in Egypt already. One is Jews, and the other is niggers. You know what I mean? Head on out. You know, don't worry about giving us eight more plagues here. I mean, essentially, once we get rid of these two plagues of Jews and niggers, why, us Egyptians will do just fine. Now, that's not the way it ended up. What ended up happening is that in the old kingdom, if any nigger, any Nubian went beyond the first cataract at Elephantine, essentially, this nigger was put to death. All together put to death. Folks, you go ahead and read about all these Jew incursions into Egypt to where you had fights between the Greeks and the Jews and the Jews and the native Egyptians. Jews have never been anything other than a curse. Folks, so are Manzers. So are these characters claiming to be something they're not. Folks, just go ahead and look at this character. But here they are, absolutely insisting, pretending to be good white men. And folks, they're not good. They're not white. They're not men. They're just dirty Jew boy Manzers. Or dirty Manzers, like Jew boys. Or in the case of Rastus and Adolf Peter Wigger, who essentially wants to play games here. Essentially, they act like they get to go ahead and call me a child molester, and they get to pull all this shit here, and then they go ahead and quibble. I didn't call you a convicted child molester, but yeah, he did this, sir. He went ahead, you type up Martin Lindstedt, what you'll end up having is you'll go ahead and look, and you'll go ahead and see, essentially, this crap. On the Grammy Topica page from Brooks, Georgia. Wonder where that came from. All about how Martin Lindstedt has been caught for the third time molesting children. Folks, this was altogether a lie. Oh, this sir. And he isn't smart enough. He goes in, he types it up, and then up it comes from Brooks, Georgia. Well, where the hell did that come from? some nigger in Brooks, Georgia decided to go ahead and mention my name? No. Who in Brooks, Georgia knows my name and wants to go ahead and tell a lie like that? That's ridiculous. Does it really matter? Does it really matter how many lies someone tells you? Does it really matter how much Lancers have a sense of entitlement that they get to have white slaves and that you got to go ahead and obey their rules on their, you know, forum? And the answer is no. I went ahead, essentially, they act like this is such a deal. And it's not. I went ahead, essentially, just walked away from this agreement. And I'm looking, and just like, you know, just like Visser, he goes ahead and brings back his form within the last couple of days here. It don't matter. Visser will get in trouble again, and the form will go ahead and disappear again. It'll just, I mean, folks, why is it? Why is it that essentially the only, you know, you go ahead and you look at the comments here, it's Obagender Bender making these comments continually. What difference does it make what these people want to say, what they want to do? What they want to do, if they were honest men, they would show their faces. Folks, you've seen my face. You've heard my voice. Whatever I say as Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindsay. You know that I live at 338 Rabbit Track Road. Anything you know about my problems is because I am the one who's gone ahead and posted these matters. Any unflattering pictures you see, they're not the result of Brian Reel or Finkelstein or Eli James or Jeremy Visser coming in, sneaking into my house and taking a picture of me, looking fat, looking like a maniac. Folks, everything you know about me is something that either has been said by others or has been said by myself. I'm not hiding, lying in wait. I'm not running around pretending to be something I'm not. Now, whether or not you like what you see, that may be a different matter. And if you don't like what you see or what you hear, why are you here? Why are you here? Take it or you can leave it. That's about size of it. Now, I went ahead and let's see how much time I have here. It don't look like Jeremy Visser is going to go ahead and call in tonight. Okay. Well, folks, the audio, it says that I still have audio. Okay. Okay. Meyerville, let's see if I see this here. Oh, okay. Meyerville. Okay. Jeremy Visser. Well, folks, the Jeremy underscore Visser is one of my sock puppets. Okay? I've never denied that. If you go ahead and look, let me see if I can go ahead and find that. If I can go ahead and find that, let me see. Glad I had old Kentucky Chomo Malunch and go ahead and show up here. You know what I mean? So, where was it? Oh, look at the Manzer barrel here. Oh, early Visser Rampage. Oh, William B's been posting like crazy here on this thing here. Okay. Let's see. Looks like William B. has been posting on the forum here with old Jim Giles and old Wiggerswell. Let's see. And that's the thing you do here, is that you go ahead when you get a chance here. I've learned that it's always best to go ahead and save to your hard drive any audio file, any video file, any web page, any forum file, because in many cases, especially when you're dealing with liars like Finkelschini and, Finkelschini, liar, the rest here, when their lies are about to catch them up, they go ahead and they delete something here. I've never bothered deleting a single thing, as far as I can know, my entire life. Now, sometimes I look like a card when you go ahead and look at some stuff that essentially I'm not altogether proud of anymore, but in any case, I don't believe in going ahead and essentially making myself look good by lying. Okay? So, 5610 here. I think I've had enough of the Mamsa barrel. Let me go ahead and point this thing out here. Well, yeah, I'm all the time, I get up at the crack of noon. Well, I got up at 11:30 today, and Roxy's brother was taking the Pontiac this morning, and I went ahead and had a brand new 14-inch tire that I paid $65 for, a long time ago. You know what I mean? Ooh. Okay, folks, like I said, I had enough of the Mamsa barrel. I'm going ahead and post the DSCI White Law and the DSCI Mamsa barrel subforum. Monkey barrel management, blah, blah, blah. We want you to be a moderator of the CI subforum, but you must be nice to shit-skinned Mullins and Bell Priest criminals like Jeremy Visser and shit-skinned Mullins and criminal faggot, unbleached Mamsa's bunghole lickers, like Shitty Boob, and shit-skinned Mamser types like Bluto, Puto, Zimmer, Mamser, and Gorda, Wigger, Coal Haulers, like Nigger, Humping, Barbie, and Clueless, Dispensationalist, Wigger, Jew Boy, Suck-Off, like Commandor, Chimp, Out, Rassus, and Sundry Vermin, and Astronauts, common indigenous to the Mamser barrel, and not fuck with Ace Posts and shit, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, if I make such a deal, I have to keep it. But I'm not going to agree to any such thing. Now, I have the option of simply treating the monkey barrel like I did four faggot seeds before expulsion from my Genesis 315 Mamser and Jew Boy Honey Preserve by the Free Belgian She Party Jew Boys and stop posting anything other than common announcements. I'm not going to agree to any dilution of my authority on anything which bears my imprint. If I agree to the above conditions, that's simply do away with having any real control over this matter, and I'm stuck with simply letting Mamser, Pisser, Pops, and criminals like Visser, Shitty Boob, and Jew Boy, Mamser, Kike, Faggots like Pluto get to run wild, call me a child molester like they have been doing. I don't need that whatsoever. What I need to do is find out who they are and where they live so I can get a head start in hunting them down and having them further gelded and skinned. When made moderator of the DSCI forum, I have complete power to delete or edit posts, and I never delete posts made by anyone coming into my subforum moderator as well as my subforum. They don't like their treatment, and they are not to come onto my turf. Exactly what would I do in my sort of successor ethno state upon seeing Jews or Mansers step foot upon the place? And the answer is exactly what John Wesley Hardin did to wandering beaners on the wrong side of the Rio Grande. This homicidal religious mania, I assume, isn't for me an act. I really would like to help exterminate 120 million Uyghurs and 170 million Jews and Mamsers currently infesting the Zogland and break up Zog Babylon the third and final and use the Great Tribulation to do the heavy lifting and straining and blinding and gelding and skinning. Let it be understood that any and every post made in my subform upon posting the fair warning of my policies as moderator is subject to dual feedline Christian identity white law. Those posts made before my ascension to the theocratic military dictatorship of Zoglin Whigger and Mamzertariat will, at the request of sundry indigenous Mamzers and Jewborn Faggots and Bell Priests, be expelled to a place within the Jewlag or at the administration and staff of the Mamzer Bureau don't know what to do with this mamziferous garbage to a suitable DFCI Mamzerstan reservation for future usage as virtual soap or lampshades. The post will be neither deleted nor changed, but will, upon my option, sent to a suitable place outside the DFCI white law. Now, folks, essentially I said the post made before this post of my conditions, essentially, they're not going to be changed or altered or deleted. But anyone, any post made afterwards, essentially, it's fair game. Open limit, no bag limit. Don't like it? Don't come. The DFCI white law is only for real white men. No others need apply for admittance. This is sort of what will be tried, which will fail in the future. Any white ethno state, which will be made with conditions by Zog, and every little Mamzer and Jew boy will want to live in the Whigger Reservation and be allowed to do so unless it is understood that only those who belong get to live there. Folks, if or when, when Whiggers become a minority, and they are a minority, essentially when they become an absolutely powerless minority, which is pretty well heading right up the track, to where you cannot defend your life and your property, even though there's a law to it that you can, because some nigger is running around looking for something to steal, and you confront him and tell him to get the hell out, nigger, and he goes and attacks you here, and you have a gun, and you kill the nigger, essentially you're going to be tried for second-degree murder. That's what it says. Essentially, white people have no right to defend themselves. Now, what they're saying is that Beaner Jews don't have a right to defend themselves against niggers either. Folks, I don't think that's going to go ahead and fly very good. I don't think it's going to fly at all. At all. But folks, let's say things go and there's only a few white people and they're the only ones who are able to go ahead and maintain any civilization, any degree of food or anything like that. Folks, if we go ahead and beg and whine and plead, oh, please let our dying tribe go ahead and have a nursing home to ourselves. Let us have a little place to ourselves. Let us have a little reservation to where we get to decide who gets to live there. We get to decide who gets to stay. What is going to be the reaction to essentially a Frito Latrino Bandita? The answer is going to be, that's not acceptable. White boy, you must go ahead and live under our thumb. You must go ahead and do what we say. You must go ahead and obey. You don't? Well, we're not going to go ahead and even give you that here. We're just going to go ahead and run that, run roughshod over you and enslave you, eventually kill you, and then we'll worry just like a bunch of Zimbabwe niggers as to what the hell we're going to do then. That's what we're going to worry about. That's when we're going to worry about this sort of thing. So, what the Mamzer Bureau offers me is a sort of Whigroid Puerto Rico in which I have responsibility for what goes on in there, but every Zoglin Whigger, Mamzer, Jew boy, and or faggot gets the shit all over the place as well. That is not going to happen. In short, exactly what whites have within Zog Babylon, in which they pay the bills and keep the place going as they are used up and then supplanted and made second and third class subjects under a shithole of parasitic Jew boys and Mamzers and faggots. I have at least as much sense as Appy. You should have let Appy be drooler of his own Appy stand. You would not, so Appy left, with Clancy as a sacrotum. Clancy is a little Mamzer here, who essentially at least fight. And to think of this as a unilateral declaration of independence. Hail victory, Pastor Martin Luther Brzezinski, Lifestead Church of Jesus Christ, Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. Okay? Then, 3 hours in the morning, essentially a couple hours later, here comes Apocalypse, the owner of the monkey barrel. Rude. Essentially, a second later, I go ahead and say, hey, APOC, when, if ever, am I going to become moderator of my own DFCI subforum? April 11, 2012, 3 minutes. Johnson, a.k.a. the Jew, says, never. Second layer, he says, so here is the Jew going ahead, essentially saying, you're never going to become a moderator of your own subforum. It's going to go ahead and maybe bear your name. It's going to go ahead and bear the claims that you go ahead and get to run it. So essentially, you're never going to be moderator of it. You're never going to have any control over it. Okay? Well, yeah, well, the thing is that they have made a number of assumptions here, but essentially it doesn't really matter. What they do is I see this piece of shit named Piers Morgan, who went ahead and used to be with Rupert Murdoch, and he was a lying, sneaking piece of shit. And essentially here he is on CNN, and he's showing this little 12-year-old nigger, Trayvon, and not the dangerous nigger he became. The dangerous, murdering, thieving nigger he became. And essentially, what you end up having, essentially, is an incitement. Day after day after day after day, fuck the law. Fuck the law. Fuck what it says that essentially someone who's trying to defend themselves against nigger criminals doesn't have an obligation to run for their life here. Essentially, they can go ahead and pull out their gun and kill the nigger criminal. Simply the simple, ordinary thing to self-defense. It's called stand your ground. You don't have to run from nigger criminals here and expect, hope that the nigger criminal will let you live. Essentially, you can pull your gun out when the nigger is assaulting you or about to assault you or threatening to assault you, even threatening to assault you, and you shoot that damn nigger thief dead. Go ahead and kill the nigger on sight, open season. Essentially, that's what the law says. Here comes this bitch saying, no, 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 no. I didn't do it according to political pressure here. Well, yeah, you did. Folks, what would someone like Nathan Bedford Forrest do? What would someone like Nathan Bedford Forrest do? Essentially, if niggers got up and he, you don't think he'd have shot them niggers dead? You don't think he wouldn't have done a little pillow massacre? I think so. I went ahead and responded. Well, I wasn't asking the Jew boys, June Stain, or the man's a faggot flacking Gilded. Such get to decide things. Well, no need to have a DFCI subform at all. And that's exactly the case here. Why in the world have a dual seed line Christian Day subform, essentially, if what I say does not go? It's not my subform. Do I need to go ahead and have it filled with mansers and faggots and Jew boys and criminals? Call me a child molester 24/7? I don't need that. You have this other character, John Z. Whitey. PMLD has never done anything but provide a willing ear, some X-rated movement, seditionist humor. I could never take the word of a pig license over a white man, no matter how much I disagreed with him. The pig is always going to be a bitch, just like I give Edgar Steele, Kevin Straw, Matt Hale, and others the benefit of the doubt of the pigs. I also give Martin Lindstedt the same margin. Well, ain't that nice of you? June Stang, he just thinks it's funny. John Z. White, through the years, Martin Lindstedt has been spot in his analysis of certain posers in the bowel movement. That cannot be denied. Is he my pastor? John Z. Whitey, no. John Z. Whitey, ultimately, it should be a bureau decision. I don't know if I have a vote, but I would say thumbs up to ML running his own sub. I don't see a big deal. The thing sucks. John C. Whitey. Just because I give any of these people who have been dragged by Zog the benefit doesn't mean they're innocent. Well, thanks a lot. That's up to Yahweh to decide in the finale. Yes, there's always that doubt I have regarding all of them, but in my mind there's no doubt, Juice, that you are a depraved follower of Pink Overseas and more than Mr. Pratt, Big Shipping. I'll go ahead and say, yesterday morning, I demanded Apocalypse and answers to whether it would be carried through me getting moderatorship of the DSCI forum. APOC kept on dodging the question. Juice State did not. Few boy journalists and managers will never allow real white men to have power, not even their own racial reservations. So, judging from APOC's avoidance of the issue, combined with this vicious kice glee as to a decision already made, I decided to bring the issue to a head. Pastor Linford, so do I get complete control over my DSCI subforum or not? Apocalypse, you didn't agree to the terms, then no. Apocalypse, everyone went out of the way to be fair with you. All you did is shit on us when you didn't get your way. Tired of it. Johnson, I've been accosted by a gay Klansman. Rust, at Martin, all I was requesting in the PM I sent you is you adhere to the terms that we expect of any mod or admin here, and that is that you don't edit or delete posts that you disagree with. Russ, seems fair to me, but really, no skin off my nose if you choose not to agree. Russ, anyway, offer not, now off the table. I went ahead and said, yeah, I agree. This offer is not on the table because essentially it's not going to be my subform, and therefore I have no responsibility for it. It's not mine. Why even have it? Why even have it? I offer. My demand is that, hey, any post made from now on, you go ahead and have these ass clowns, these managers, just love to call me a child molester, except I get to fuck with them if they come on my form. Folks, you guys couldn't agree to that. That's fine. Why in the world is there anything for me to be at the Beer Barrel? I go ahead and put on this rough female, some Mexican beaners in her late 30s or early 40s that APOC is in heat over. I think she actually thought, like most good beaners, they get to make demands of real white men how they should run their virtual reservations in the virtual Manzer stand that is the Manzer Barrel. Now, the last few months, this Melungeon criminal had run off with stumbling, shitty boo, fee, Melungeon near-cunt, the Seattle Mamser kayak, blue-toe, puto, Zimmer Mamser, had been running around along with Engelden, Blytho, Baby Faggot, and Jeremy Visser, and openly claiming I am a convicted child molester. Like all Mamsers and Jews, all of such vermin automatically view this charge used by Zog Babylon to destroy white men and white families as an opportunity to destroy the white race by destroying those who would fight against Zog Babylon. Now, it doesn't matter in the least that the charges had to be dismissed, nor that I faced 3.5 years of torture in a psychiatric prison. The precious constipation bill of goods was violated. To a Jew, a Mamser, a Whig, or Zogling, of course, anyone white is guilty of charge. Folks, to them, simply because you're their racial enemy, as they look at it, what is the point of having Zog Babylon if it's not to go ahead and destroy the white race and destroy white men and white families? That's the whole purpose. No Jew, no Mamser, no Whigger ass clown has the strength of will to simply say, yes, I know he's innocent, but I hate him. Kill him. Kill him. No, they don't even have the presence that the Jew ancestors said, upon our heads and our children be his blood. As they did with Jesus Christ. Nowadays, you boys want to go ahead and blame it on the Romans, don't they? Anyway, where was I? Go ahead and unmute. FM 46. Which is the way it should be. There is no such thing as innocence in a civil war, only sides. If anyone thinks I'd shed a single tear or scruple to skin alive each and every single Jew, Mamser, or Whigger, even remotely siding with Zog Babylon and his spawn, then they don't know me very well. Of all the bowel movement leaders, I am by far the most implacable. And the reason I'm implacable is that you've got to understand is that this is a war between good and evil. Jews are born evil. Jeremy Visser? Jeremy Visser used to be a baby, a luncheon manzer, criminal. He was a baby manzer. He grew up to be a vicious manzer. Now, back in the days when white men had sense, when we were going ahead and killing all the freaking red diggers by any means possible, preferably through smallpox blankets, but it need be, you know, all the way up to Gatling guns. As we looked at it, it was easier to go ahead and kill a little baby red nigger before it went ahead and grew to be a big red, you know, big red nigger. We understood that just like baby snakes grow up to be big, dangerous snakes here, it was a whole lot easier to go ahead and simply, when they were boarded up, to burn their villages, kill all the men, women, and children. And that is what Yahweh commands us to do. Now, folks, do you really believe that Satan doesn't command his children to go ahead and do the same thing? There is one law that both the Mamzer and the Jew and the white man, the real white man, obey. And that is the law of Genesis 3:15. That's what it is. Going on. But given the 9th of April, the 8th anniversary of Zog Babylon, taking my four beautiful white grandchildren, scattering and selling them like cattle, my vow to Yahweh to send anyone and everyone fighting with Zog Babylon and their entire family screaming to hell, I must admit I'm a bit grouchy and impatient this time of year. So when Jeremy Visser was getting all pissy because this past Friday he got onto Logan Hunter 88 Conspiracy Theory Emporium on TalkShoe, admitted to being 25% Cherokee, and started whining about how I slandered the Mamzer pistol possum and making threats to bring cornholer pistol Mamzery back online, sans Sean Aaron, Fruit Loop Visser, and sundry beaneresses and nigglets. The same stupid crap was made over on Obagenda Bender's 2.5 Mamzer form, but over on the Mamzer barrel, the Mutual Genesis 315 entity spilled over from not only the DFCI subforum thread with the nigger humping Barbie and Angelzi got involved. All these Mamzers, all these coal haulers, all these, well, dispensationalist wigger cocksuckers got involved against me. Now, it didn't matter that Macrobius tried to point out these accusations, which had to be dismissed, were made, you know, being made was libel per se, and all that would be necessary would be to bring in the person involved in saying this, Mouse would be already impeded. It would be a slam dunk subpoena of the Mamzer barrel for the records. There simply is no getting over the mutual racial antipathy between myself and these Mamzers and Jews, and it's to be expected that the second the shit skin or Jew boy will get what it thinks is the upper hand, then there will be open racial and religious warfare. I have pressed the issue of whether or not I shall gain sole control over the DSCI subform or not. The monkey barrel Mamzers in charge insist they get to make me agree to conditions of how I choose to run my own reservation. Checking on the screenshot above and on Skype, seeing that the drunken apocalypse has terminated his contract, it seems to me there simply is no point to me to continue posting on the Mamzer barrel. And there isn't. What is the point of posting as a white man where every single Mamzer, every single Jew boy, every single faggot, every single Mamzer criminal gets to call you a child molester? And what happens is that you don't get to go ahead and respond to them. I'm going to go ahead and be inundated under a bunch of Mamzers and Jew boys and faggots? And the answer is no. No. There's no need for me to be there. Folks, are any of you so fucking stupid that you go to Niggertown after dark? That you go ahead and bring your wife and your daughter, dressed in hot pants with you in Niggertown after dark. And then you go ahead and hang, you know, you'll go ahead and hang a sign saying rape me. Kill me. Kill and eat me. Is there any point to doing that? That's fucking stupid. I'm not going to go to Mamzertown after dark. I'm not going to go to Mamzertown at all here. I'll go ahead and spy on there, but essentially what they've done is they've gone ahead and curtailed me from seeing a number of things here. And I expected this much. Folks, I've already had my subform deleted by this race mixer who married a beaner, and it never was returned. Essentially, every single shit-skin master got to go ahead and have fun. Now, I think this illustrates an important lesson. There is no substitute for extermination of the Jews and non-whites of foreign Uyghurs under the leadership of their natural aristocracy of what I call 10,000 warlords. Leaving a single Jew, Mamzer, or Uyghur alive to breed in your rear area means the very second they have the upper hand that they will do exactly what they think they can get away with. So serves you right as dissolving Uyghur ass clown for the racially treasonous crime of being a stupid Uyghur enough to even let them live so such can even try to get away with it. Especially after being warned not to by Yahweh. CF Deuteronomy 20:15-18. And I read from that. Essentially it said to these certain people you would go ahead and destroy everything that breathes. Man, woman, child, animal. Because essentially what they would do is they would go ahead and breed two more equal animals. So it starts out with some exploratory dry humping your leg, then leads to a wet squirt, and then eventually some grudging ass raping, killing and eating of your suitably tenderized Uyghur ass. Don't you be ass raped, killed and eaten by Jew boys and mamzers. Dump your cable Talmud vision now and get onto direct genocide. That's sort of from DirecTV. The V-Bulls and forums have declined exactly because of the rules issues, wherein the genuinely creative and gifted writers have migrated to their own moderated WordPress blog estates and left the fifth raiders to drown in their own Uyghur and Mamzroid mod dickers. So let's see. I don't even get to kick the shit out of Jew boys, Mamzers, faggots, trannies, bell priests, and zoggling Uyghur ass clowns, or even break out of Powell Flat to whack some deserving piece of shit on what was advertised as being my own DFCI GLAG card corral. Nope, rather I get to be shat upon such, you know, by such vermin. Such a deal. Even Appy had enough sense to pass on this when GLAG, which goes to show that leprous armadillos have more sense than typical wiggers. Robert Franz of FAEM, First Amendment Exercise Machine, the best white nationalist web page on the internet, said the three quarters of the pistol in the Zogland are harmless, provided you have nothing to do with them. It's past time to follow the sage advice. So like their Prick Santorum campaign, I'm indefinitely suspending my posting to the Mamzer Bill. Hail victory, Pastor Martin Luther Drzezinski Lindstedt, Church of Jesus Christ Christianity, Mason, Missouri, whitenationalist.com forum. Well, folks, you end up having Shitty Boob going ahead and responding. And, folks, I don't have, you know, I mean, you might end up having them go ahead and respond to the movement turd. Nope. They ain't going to go ahead and come onto my sub forum here because I won't fuck with them. So you end up having an old Shitty Boob, and he, you know, he's been gone for nearly 3 years. He claimed that he's just gone ahead. Come into it. No problem. No problem. In any case, here, you know, Streetwalker Barbie here, I mean, I pretty well chewed on her ass here, you know what I mean? So, you whine like a bitch, Barbie? Well, no, still, nigger fucking Barbie, you're the one that goes ahead and whines like a bitch here, especially when being good and well pork here. In any case, folks, what to say? Well, did this sir ever call? I mean, folks, this sir is sort of like old Victor Switzer here. Victor Swisher. He goes ahead and pretends that he wants to call, but he don't. He pretends that he wants to go ahead and so much call in, but he don't. And then when he sets time, you know, time aside for him, say, come on, come on. He's not going to go ahead and show up. What to do? What to do? Folks, let me go ahead and see. It's 11:53. I've been going on for, what, 54 minutes? I'm going to go ahead and take yet another break. Say, Hail Victory. And I don't know if I'm going to have another section, but if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. So, folks, for now, Hail Victory, and we'll be back maybe in either a little bit or or we'll be we'll go ahead and be on Sunday show. So, folks, I'm going to have to be a little bit busy here, but I'm going to go ahead and have another moving turn. But, folks, let me just go ahead and say that I'm so glad that essentially I forced the issue to where I got my Genesis 3:15 Exodus freedom from being essentially self-locked up in a cage full of mamsers, you boys, faggots, what have you. I mean, essentially, I got my freedom from living with such creatures. And I'm glad that it's, you know, it's essentially done with here. Folks, the Manzer Barrel was nothing more than the worst people who went ahead and essentially ended up having somebody like him yielded. The Manzer faggot who always hated me and Pastor John Britton. Old Allison, who was, you know, John Britton's distant cousin, and essentially go and ask the mouse, and, you know, John Britt would worry as to whether or not he was going ahead and she was going ahead and giving information on, on him to old Daryl Lamont Jenkins over on Mutant Sperm Front. I mean, he sort of knew about Allison. And it goes to show why South Africa fucked up here. It was evil cunts like Allison, who essentially had a bunch of pussy-whoop dolts, who went ahead and essentially dominated their men and beat them down to where their men went ahead because these stupid cunts like Allison went ahead and whined, oh, please, we need to go ahead and be looked upon good because of apartheid. Apartheid is bad. And essentially what they did is that they voted 20 years ago to die at the paws of niggers. Now, they could have gone ahead and maintained their white republics indefinitely. They could have gone ahead and told the good niggers, guess what, niggers? You're going to stay in your Bantustans and you're going to work. And as you work, there's going to be enough food, so you're going to go ahead and, you know, breed like crazy. Folks, apartheid sucked. Let me tell you why apartheid sucked. Apartheid sucked. Went ahead and took 3 million niggers at the start of apartheid, and at the very end of apartheid, you ended up having 30 million niggers. You stupid Whigger farmers going ahead, essentially, and using the labor of niggers, and they bred. Because essentially, under nigger domination, niggers will kill and eat one another. Niggers under typical nigger domination have never thought of something called refrigeration or white man's medicine. That's why we get into it's a wigger problem. And what happens with stupid cunts like Allison is exactly the reason why the South Africans are so fucked today. That stupid bitch got raped by niggers twice and she has not learned a single damn thing about it. She went ahead and married some wop. Went ahead, filled her belly twice here, and then runs off and looks for something else to fuck here. Because he don't want to stand next to the cunt. Now the cunt claims that she has cancer, running around with an inverted vagina or whatever, whining about her cancer, how her worthless kids, you know, her worthless little part wop kids are not going to go ahead and live with their worthless piece of shit mother. Essentially, she would supposedly show her tits and ass to this shady Bob or Fee Wigger Melungeon, you know, this little Manser Pisser possum. You know what I mean? And what happens is that in May 2009, I ran off this Jew boy from Forsyth Thebes. I ran off a whole bunch of these worthless bastards, Jews and Mansers and Allisons and Fee Wigger Meerkats, Fee Melungeon Manser Meerkats, ran them cocksuckers off. And for a year, I think we had the golden age of stumbling. Ran them off. These Jew boys came in, and then you end up having a migration to the beer barrel. And you had Brian Rio and all this sort of thing, where essentially several hundred of my posts get deleted. They had a chance to go ahead and bring them back, but they chose not to. So, folks, why in the world should any white man go ahead and live in nigger town? You know what I mean? Why should any white man live in virtual nigger town? In any case, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, folks, I had enough of it. I had enough of it. And folks, I wasn't going to go ahead and tolerate this here. Wasn't go ahead and tolerate this shit at all. Folks, I am now free of these worthless bastards. I'm going ahead and looking. It was more by Trayvon. They're going ahead and gloating about North Korea's failed rocket launch. Folks, when they built rockets, when you go ahead and build an improved rocket, folks, I was in a missile unit. When you go ahead and build, and, you know, essentially what happens is that you go ahead and you put it on the freaking drawing board here. You're not using the same old V1 or V2 or Scud or whatever system here. What you do is that you improve that missile. And folks, you know, what it looks like on paper is totally different than what it looks when it's on the launch pad here. You can even have a good proven missile like the Lance here. The year I got in, these people were creeped. I found out what happened, you know, to my particular battery. The stupid niggers on the missile, you know, on the missile crew didn't put on with a complete click this one control surface. Now, what's a control surface? It's a fin. The Lance missile had four fins, four control surfaces, and one stupid nigger didn't go ahead and click it till it went ahead and caught with an audible click. I was on the checklist, but some nigger didn't know it. So as a result, when the missile got fired from the launch pad at the top of a bluff into the ocean, because essentially you can't fire from Grafenwehr, because essentially Grafenwehr isn't big enough. It's big enough for artillery firing, not big enough for missiles. So that's where you fire the missiles, the Hawk anti-aircraft missile at the time and the Lance. You would fire it from there. And what happens, here's the Lance, supposedly it's supposed to land a cruise missile system. It's supposed to go ahead and land within 10 meters. But when it came time to fire the thing, it went up. And then the control system went ahead and flew off, and it acted like a bottle rocket with the stick knocked off. It went ahead with sort of like a wild weasel. It went ahead and flopped, and because it didn't have any control surface. It didn't have any control. It flopped and flopped and flopped around. And then it went ahead and flopped to the side of the cliff. And then it fell over the side of the cliff into this little shelf before it went ahead and hit the sea. And it was spraying, liquid oxygen. It was liquid fuel. and what they call IRFNA, something like that, which was a little rocket fuel here. They went ahead and sprayed these cancerous chemicals that flopped around. And, folks, this was a proven missile system. Every year, each battery goes ahead. Now, they don't fire, they don't put a nuclear warhead on it. They put a dummy warhead on, of course. You know, something filled with what? Concrete or something like that, which will weigh as much as the plutonium or whatever. You know, or uranium-235, whatever. But, folks, here was a tested missile. And because some stupid nigger in the section didn't go ahead and put on the fan correctly, this missile didn't make it. Folks, these Koreans will go ahead and they will improve their rocket system. And, folks, they already got one which can go ahead and reach from Korea across the Pacific Ocean to Alaska. And sooner or later, they're going to go ahead and build another rocket which will go ahead and reach Kansas. And then they're going to go ahead and make another one, which will go ahead and reach New York City or Miami Beach here where the Du Bois live, the Florida pistol. And they will have nuclear weapons, and essentially they will go ahead and finish with what they're doing because, you know, folks, Dukes have far more sense than niggers do, okay? Far more sense than niggers, you know, whiggers do here, folks. That's what I get here is that here comes a manzer like this and tells the same old lies here and assumes that that means something here. And it doesn't. So, folks, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Because, you know, essentially, this Trayvon Martin shit here, these idiots are creating a racial war. They're deliberately creating a race war. And they don't give a shit. They really don't. They sort of think the Whiggers are going to go ahead and take it up the ass forever, and most of them will. But there will be some who do not. Well, I'm looking at this bitch, Marcia Clark. She was a kikist. You know, a kikist named Clark who went ahead and didn't get her nigger. You know what I mean? Didn't get her nigger. And I'm going ahead and looking at this little televised thing, little George Zimmermanzer, and his little whigger lawyer. You know, wah, 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 wah. You know, I mean, the lawyers go ahead, oh, I know everything here. George, you're just my little dog for me to go ahead and get rich here. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, it's Tit Antic Day. So, any case, they're going ahead and building. You know, they're going ahead and screwing shit up here. I'm looking at the news here. Folks, yeah, I don't think the Beaners are going to go ahead and settle for this shit here. They want to kill niggers. Folks, things are not going well for this dog. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And what you need to do, essentially, first, get it right with Yahweh. Second, go ahead, figure out which ones of your family and friends are necessary and good to bring with you alive. And then third, things fall apart. You survive. Your family survives. Know which regime criminals in your local community need to be mopped up and destroyed. Don't worry about the end of the white race. It's not going to be an end of the white race. What happens is it's going to be a great tribulation, which it never was and never will be again. And because Jesus Christ loves you, the real members of the white race, he will come back like the Calvary over the hill, save your ass, restore his kingdom. Folks, there will be no more. You know, there'll be 1,000 years, and leaders will still not learn anything. And then there will be, you know, fire come out, go ahead and devour the rebellious. There'll be a judgment day. And then there will be neither death nor hell left anymore. Then, what happens that? I guess is the point of another book. Because it's beyond the purview of the Bible and our understanding. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night and say, Hail Victory. Yahweh bless. Good night. William B. is keeping an eye on you, Papa Twat. He thinks you're a Zogbot. Maybe you are a Zogbot, or maybe you're just a wandering man through Wikipedia talks to UCI. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. So, folks, hail victory.
Okay. Well, that's guest number 50. 50 is William B. I'm going to go ahead now and pop a twice left here. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. So, in any case, righty here. Let go on for a few minutes more here, and then I'll just call it quits here. Okay? Now, less, less number 41, 47, 50, 20, or 11 is the real Wayne B. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Oh, okay. Well, folks, well, let me go ahead and put in You guys gonna call in guest number 50?
You gonna call in? Okay. Well, alrighty. Well, I think I'm gonna go ahead and call it. Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, I think I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night then. If no one else is gonna call in. So anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and say hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.